You're listening to The David Knight Show. Using free speech to free minds. It's The David Knight Show.
It's January the 7th, 2020. First day of the year that I've been back. Thank you so much for your prayers, your kind suggestions for how to handle this bronchitis, mild pneumonia. I'm back in the chair today. We'll be taking some of your calls, and we'll be using the cough button. So if you hear moments of silence, hang on. Don't turn off your radio. Don't turn off your podcast. I'll be right back. We're going to take a look at what's going on with the Iranian situation. We have President Trump in a new poll. And, of course, you know, you can take polls with a grain of salt. But nevertheless, I think this poll tells us something important. We see that this poll says that 43% support Trump killing Soleimani, 38% disapprove. And that means that the vast majority of people are not really sure about this. Because as we've had a Marine veteran who lost both of his legs in Afghanistan, we'll talk about this later, as he pointed out, look, we like to see a commander who takes decisive action, and yet he realizes, because he was part of the surge in Iraq, as well as what he did in Afghanistan, he realizes the risk. And as he said, it's kind of like, you know, we went there, we were able to accomplish what we had set out to accomplish, but it was kind of like a dog that catches up to the car that he's chasing. Now what do you do? Don't really know, do we? The problem is we don't have these discussions before we start wars anymore. We have knee-jerk reactions. We don't think about whether or not it's justified. We don't define a plan. We don't have an endpoint. We have rejected the foundations of a just war, a justified war, as defined by our Christian civilization. It was Augustine who formalized that. But it's not just something that he came up with. It was widely understood. It's one of the reasons why Western soldiers wear uniforms, because they want to be able to identify combatants and to avoid civilian casualties. Now, the Muslims do not do that. Instead, they hide behind civilians, use them as human shields. There's a big difference between the religious and cultural foundations of our different civilizations. And yet we are throwing out the foundations of our civilization. We are becoming the monsters that we fight. Do you understand that the very term assassin originally referred to the tactics of Muslims? And now nobody does it better than us, right? We have now become the 007s. We believe we are not only the policemen of the world, but we also have the ability to assassinate whoever we wish, whenever we wish. And that, folks, is a red line that has been crossed. Regardless of what happens with a wider war or a bigger quagmire than we have ever seen in a war with Iran, that red line has been crossed. And it is a very, very serious line. And when I look at the partisanship on either side of this, I see Democrats now who are criticizing President Trump for this, who never criticized Obama or Brennan for their drone assassination program. It was okay when they did it. Now they have a problem with it because President Trump is doing it. Conversely, on the other side, I see Republicans, libertarians, conservatives who were very concerned when we saw Obama and Brennan doing what they called their disposition matrix. It was basically assassination, even of American citizens who had not had due process, and now we have conservatives cheering the same type of action because it's being done by President Trump. So we're going to take a look at that. We're going to take a look at the Consumer Electronics Show, what that is telling us about trends that are coming up. There's an important story about jury nullification and some more information about prohibition. both the drug war, that failed war that's gone on forever, and the coming prohibition of firearms. We'll be right back.
Owl Killer in New Jersey. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, hey, I just want to say it's great to be back once again, and I've never gotten to do this, but I'm going to give you a shout-out for your pod. So that Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste and that Super Blue whitening toothpaste is on another level. I use the Super Blue in the morning and then the whitening at night, and it absorbs into your gums. It is by far the best product that I've ever used in my life. I literally just took TurboForce on my way to the gym right now. I've had 4 shoulder surgeries and a back surgery, and that body has made me feel better than any type of physical therapy or anything that I've ever done in my life. So I just want to get that out of the way. Support this man. Everything that he exposed. Nobody knew about Bohemian Grove. Nobody knew about Epstein. Nobody knew about Bilderberg. Nobody called 9/11 before it happened in July 2001. Go look it up yourself.
Well, we try our best, sir. They definitely want us off the air. Without you, we're not here. But yeah, these are all great products. So thank you, sir.
Truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome. It's the 7th of January, year of our Lord 2020. I'm David Knight, finally back. Thank you so much for all your prayers. Been sick for a while and feeling better. Thanks for the suggestions. And again, thanks for the prayers. And thanks to Harrison Smith, subbing many days while I was gone. Also, Tony Arderman and Greg Reese, who subbed for me the last couple of days. Good to have the two of them on as well, because both of them are veterans, and they have something very important to say about what is happening and the buildup that is happening in Iraq. I'll have something to say about that as well. Also about some cases of censorship that we now see. Jury nullification, we have a very interesting court case about it. Not a good decision, but it tells us, I think, one of the major enemies that we face, and it's not the Iranian government, it's our own judiciary. We have seen the enemy, and he is us, or actually he is our judge. We have to understand that one of the greatest problems before this country right now is this idea of judicial supremacy. And this is something that has been developing but accelerating. Of course, it goes back to Marbury versus Madison, where they gave themselves the authority to do that. Jefferson and others said, well, you're going to wind up with a complete destruction of the Constitution, which is what we have wound up with. And it is getting worse all the time. They're overthrowing the very foundations of not only our Constitution, but our society, our traditions, all of our institutions are being overthrown by the judiciary. And I have to go back to what Cato the elder said, and I think perhaps I should end every program at the least the way that Cato the elder would end his speeches to the Roman Senate. He would, no matter what he was talking about, at the end he would always say, oh, and one more thing, Carthage must be destroyed. Well, the thing that is destroying us, the existential issue that confronts us, whether we're talking about our own border security, whether we are talking about religious freedom, whether we're talking about the Second Amendment, whether we are talking about free speech, on and on and on. Due process, civil asset forfeiture, everything, abortion, it all comes back to the usurpation of power by the federal government, and that always goes back to the Supreme Court decisions that are usurping power and destroying the Ninth and Tenth Amendment, among other things. And so I would say, and I will probably start to try to introduce this. Oh, and one more thing. Judicial supremacy must be destroyed. And so we're going to talk about jury nullification. We're also going to talk about the Iraqi situation as well. Before we do, real quickly, I just want to talk about the Babylon Bee. Because it wasn't that long ago just a few months ago that the Daily Beast tried to get me thrown off of Twitter once and for all because I happened to share a Babylon Bee satire story. And it wasn't just them. It was some former friends who are leftists who now despise me, venomously despise me, from North Carolina, who also started, you know, trash-talking me on social media because I shared a story from Babylon Bee, a satire site, obviously, and I labeled it as clearly a satire. It was humor. And it was their spin on Elizabeth Warren's DNA test. Remember, she had her DNA test, which showed that she was 1/1,000th Indian, according to her, which means that she's quite a bit whiter than the average white person. The average white person in America has far more Native American DNA than Elizabeth Warren did. So far from bolstering her case of being an Indian princess and entitled to privilege set-asides here at the University of Texas or at Harvard University, it actually worked the other way for her. But the Babylon Bee went through that, and rather than going after Elizabeth Warren, they said, they came up with a satire where Hillary Clinton said, oh, I'd also have had a DNA test. And unlike these rabid conservative hosts who say that I am a reptilian alien, I'm only half reptilian alien, alien according to my DNA test. And so I reported that. I thought that was a very funny approach to that, a very funny take on that. And for that, I was featured in an article on the Daily Beast saying that I was pushing the idea that Hillary Clinton was a reptilian alien. And I had people, along with the Daily Beast, saying, look at this. This guy who works for InfoWars is still on social media, and he's pushing this kind of fake news. And now they're doing this again to the Daily Beast, and it's to Babylon Bee. And it's not just the Daily Beast, it's also CNN. CNN has a reporter who was set up to come after the Daily Beast, just like they had a so-called reporter, Oliver Darcy, who was set up to come after InfoWars and made a career out of that. And this is not unusual. We have seen this in the past. Talked about this in the story about Dark Alliance and Gary Webb, who reported on the Reagan administration's desire to fund a secret war in Central America, you know, to fund their Contras and so forth, using crack cocaine. Very well documented how the CIA and the U.S. government under Reagan created a crack cocaine epidemic to fund their secret war. Because, and this is also very relevant, because Oliver North and the CIA director under Reagan could not get enough money to fund it by selling weapons to Iran. And this is immediately after they had taken over the American embassy in 1979. They had a lot of weapons because we had installed a puppet government, the Shah of Iran, in 1953, showered them with our state-of-the-art weapons, and the Iranians wanted spare parts. And so the Reagan administration, while maintaining that these people were our greatest enemies, were funneling them spare parts under the table for cash and then creating a crack cocaine epidemic for cash. Why? Because the only thing they care about is war, is regime change. The very reason we had the Ayatollahs and have the Ayatollahs today is because of misguided policies of regime change that overthrew a popularly elected government in Iran in 1953 and imposed a ruthless dictator, the Shah, who created a secret police called the Savak, trained to ruthlessly oppress the population, trained by the CIA and the Mossad. And that, folks, is the pattern that we are still following over 65 years later, 67 years later. Nothing has really changed. We not only repeat history, it doesn't just rhyme, we repeat it almost verbatim. And that's where we are again today. And so when you had Gary Webb expose that, You had the LA Times, after Gary Webb won an award for that, they set up several reporters to personally destroy him. This is what CNN does to InfoWars. This is what CNN is now trying to do to the Babylon Bee. And it's what Daily Beast tried to do to me, using a satire site from the Babylon Bee. You know, we look at Ricky Gervais and what he had to say. He said, how can teasing huge corporations, the richest, most powerful people in the world, be considered to be right wing? Well, because those people are allies of the left. You have these people like Mark Harris tweeting out the idea that celebrities are not hypocrites. Are hypocrites, rather, and they should therefore shut up. No, they are the ones who are trying to censor everybody else. And by the way, as I pointed out many times, the word hypocrite is actually Greek for actor. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I keep my eye on the news all the time, but I miss the fact that in late 2019, just about 2 weeks ago, the CDC and the FDA approved live Ebola vaccine to be given inside the United States. And it is an experimental vaccine. It is live. It's not even attenuated. They've just genetically modified it so it's supposedly not lethal. Same stuff they did with the Gardasil vaccine that's admittedly killed and maimed so many. This is just crazy. And the Congo's had the biggest outbreaks of Ebola ever since they started giving the vaccine there in the last few years. Oh, and of course, opening the borders up here and letting people in unvetted, the Democrats distribute across the country. You cannot make up the magnitude of this insanity. And it is an attempted Ebola assault on America. This is the New World Order.
It was about 3.5 months ago, and I said on air, I'm going to religiously take my supplements. I'd always taken them in the past, but I forget, like everybody else, to stay on the regimen. Well, I've done it, and I've lost 39 pounds in less than 4 months, and my life is so amazing. And I still have cake and ice cream and pie, just like I did before. I'm exercising the same amount, but my body has the trace elements and the key things it needs, like the clean iodine in X2 and X3. And I take a good energy booster, like Turbo Force and Brain Force for my brain. And I take the fish oil, and I take the turmeric, and I take the knockout, and I use the good toothpaste. It's fluoride-free. That's got the tea tree oil and so much more at InfoWarsLife.com. 2020 is dawning. We have big sales, total clearance right now. No excuse for you not to go to the store and get these great products and experience them for yourself and fund the InfoWar. A total 360 win going into 2020. That's why it's more important than ever to keep InfoWars on the air. And only you can do that by getting great products at InfoWarsLife.com.
InfoWars has delivered. InfoWars has come through time and time and time and time again. At that critical, game-changing moment, we have come through. And that means myself, the other hosts, the journalists, the researchers, the writers, the crew, down to the janitor, down to the bookkeeper. There is no top, there is no bottom. We are a family in this fight, ladies and gentlemen. And the stakes have never been higher. That's why the globalists want to take us out of the game. Only you keep InfoWars in the game. You are the InfoWar. And now, this Christmas, and coming up to the end of the year, is the time to spend your money at InfoWarsStore.com to fund us into this next critical year of 2020 while getting great products that make your life and your family's life a lot better. Huge sales right now. Now's the time to shop at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's either happened to every person listening, or it's happened to someone you know. Everybody is well aware of the fact that most people that end up getting the flu have taken the flu vaccine right before they get it, and that they get the worst case of the flu of their life. But still, like concentration camp victims, they line up at the different pharmacies and clinics to get the injections. It doesn't matter that studies, mainline government studies in Canada and Europe show that when you take the flu vaccine, it doubles your chances of getting the flu the next season by lowering your immunity. It goes on and on. Or the fact that the governments have never guessed the next year's mutation, that the flu vaccine has never, ever even worked. But how do you prove up a hoax? You keep the giant hoax going. No wonder we've got one of the worst flu seasons on record happening right now.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back as we look at the reactions, the pained reactions of the L.A. Times and others. The L.A. Times, as I point out, set up their own people to take out Gary Webb, to destroy his reputation. They're very concerned about the poor people, the celebrities, the elite, who are not having a good time at the Beverly Hills Hotel on Sunday. As the L.A. Times pointed out, these poor, rich people, the mood was already sober. Thanks to impeachment, I thought they wanted impeachment, the threat of war with Iran and devastating bushfires in Australia. And then we had Ricky Gervais. Those poor guys, they just can't get a break, right? So we'll be talking about many of those things coming up. We'll be talking about the threat of war with Iran, even how it applies to impeachment here as well. Coming up, we'll be taking some of your phone calls as well. But I want to talk about this attack on free speech, these humorless people who hate not only Ricky Gervais's jokes and satire, but they also are now coming after the Babylon Bee. You have specifically the story from the Babylon Bee. White House hires a Mandalorian to protect baby Trump from Iranian bounty hunters. And you have a CNN reporter who has been assigned to the disinformation beat that is attacking, along with the CIA. Again, why we call, how many times have we called CNN the CIA news network? How many times have I told you that the people who are behind the censorship here are the intelligence community, the deep state, DARPA, and others? They are working in conjunction with the Silicon Valley giant corporations that were mocked by Ricky Gervais as well. They're all operating together. It's amazing to me that Americans, and especially libertarian and conservative think tanks like the Cato Institute, like the Heritage Foundation, the largest conservative think tank, they were invited to the garden party that President Trump had. And these Heritage Foundation think tank, quote unquote, let's put the think in air quotes here. It's a tank. It's a military industrial complex tank. And they don't want you to think. They don't want you to have any information. And they were saying, well, this is just fine. This is the prerogative of these giant corporations who have won the competition of the free market. And they're now entitled to steal your free speech because they're big. And you shouldn't have government protect you from giant, rapacious corporations who choose to steal from you. They seriously tell us that. And they said that at the so-called free speech garden party that President Trump had, where he didn't, by the way, invite any of us who were actually censored. The people who were there still had a presence on social media because they weren't judged to be a threat to these very people. But, you know, when we look at what is happening with this, the fact that you got CNN, the fact you got the Daily Beast, you got the CIA, that are all coming together, coming after the Babylon Bee, and they're maintaining the idea that you can't identify as satire the idea that the White House would hire the Mandalorian to protect a baby Trump from Iranian bounty hunters. You're too stupid to be able to figure that out. And that makes the Babylon Bee dangerous, like it makes InfoWars dangerous, like it made me dangerous when I reported the as a joke and laughed about it, the Babylon Bee story that Hillary Clinton says, I'm only 50% reptilian DNA. You know, just I had a DNA test just like Elizabeth Warren. After baby Trump's life was threatened with an $80 million bounty by Iran, the precious child was scooped up by the mysterious Mandalorian. Sources say the Mandalorian was actually hired to kill Trump originally, but fell in love after seeing his cute orange hair and his glowing skin. He immediately killed an assassin droid about to take out the baby president and load him onto a spaceship, and the two have been inseparable ever since, going on wacky interplanetary adventures as the bounty hunter turned babysitter tries to protect the adorable little chief executive from getting hurt. When asked to defend his actions, he said, "This is the way." And so we have, in response to that, you think that's satire, or do you think that's real? We have a former CIA analyst and cyber disinformation researcher. Let me tell you, she is not about, she's researching disinformation, not trying to stop it, but to propagate it. This CIA analyst, Cindy Otis, if you look at her Twitter account, it says, "You can pre-order true or false now." See, she's going to tell you what is true or false. Because you're too stupid to make up that decision. You can't even understand that the Mandalorian is not real, that he is not protecting a baby Trump. Because what she had to say was, she looked at another Babylon Bee story, said that Democrats are calling for the American flag to be half-mast for Soleimani. She said, people are sharing it like it's legit. Now, of course, she is a CIA propagandist who was specializing in the Middle East. And she finishes by saying, these people are sharing this Babylon Bee stuff like it's legit. We have a lot of work to do, y'all. That's right. You think social media censorship is just coming from the likes of Sundar Pichai and Mark Zuckerberg? I have shown you the money. I have shown you the documents. I have shown you the plans. I've talked about how this is a long-range plan of psychological manipulation to control information. And this is at the heart of what we're talking about right now. Because when you look at the polls and people trying to figure out what's going on between, was it right for us to take out this Iranian leader? Are we dangerously flirting with a quagmire Iranian war? Why are we there? What is this whole point about no more stupid wars? As people are trying to make sense of this, the polls show that people are pretty much evenly divided. I think it was 38-43%, as I pointed out at the top of the show. That means that about 20% of the people don't have an opinion as to whether this is right or wrong. They don't want to have a war. They don't like Soleimani. They're getting a lot of information from the Defense Department, from the Pentagon, and these people who are controlling our speech. And that's why this is all running this way. You know, people look at this. They look at it when the Chinese government does it. And I've never heard a single American or a think tank, conservative or libertarian, say, well, the Chinese government has got a giant firewall and they are doing rampant censorship and control and punishment of people based on what they say and do on social media. But, that's just corporations. They're free to do that because, it's just about profit and money and competition. So why shouldn't they do that? It doesn't have anything to do with the Chinese government, right? You ever hear them say that? Why is it that we don't understand that this kind of censorship through these same corporations is being done because it's being incentivized and rewarded, carrot and stick, by the U.S. government as well?
I would thank you for everything you've done for the InfoWar, but I know you're like me. You don't want my thanks. You want victory over the globalists and these devil-worshipping child molesters, and you want them off your back and off your children's back. And you know what? I'm the same way, and that's why we're on the same damn team. And it's why InfoWars has been delivering time and time again when it's clutch time to focus the people on taking action against the globalist. Because I'm committed to a future for humanity, and I know you are as well. So thank you in 2019 for standing with us, because you are the InfoWar, and I want to thank you for committing to stand with us in 2020 however you can. From the bottom of my heart, from my family, and from the great crew at InfoWars, I want to thank you all, because you are the InfoWar, and you know that's not just words, that's reality. You have made history. We have made history together. InfoWars.com only has power because of you, and I suggest you use it.
In the year 2020, crazed leftists are literally crawling out of their political graves and attacking Americans that dare not submit to their bullying. 2020. 2020 is here. And despite all the globalist efforts, thanks to you, the listeners and viewers, InfoWars is still on the air in 2020. So remember, it's a great way to get healthy and get in shape and focus your mind with the products at InfoWarsLife.com and fund the InfoWar. It's a total 360 win. All you've got to do is take action. The only way we fail is if you don't take action. These are amazing products. InfoWarsLife.com is more essential than ever to get high-quality products to boost your mental and physical lifestyle, clarity, and so much more. And it funds the InfoWar. InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWarsLife.com. Into the year 2020. 2020 and InfoWarsLife.com. Take action now.
Please remember, without your financial support, we're not here. We've been demonized, sued, attacked by the globalists. That's fine. You're supporting us. We're overcoming it. We're still on air. We're expanding in some ways thanks to you. The year-end sale is extended for 3 more days. Shorewide free shipping, double Patriot points, up to 70% off, and a bunch of stuff just sold out, and a bunch of stuff's about to sell out. So a lot of the sale is already ending with more than 20 items. More than 40 items are still on sale, but that's how you fund the operation. Plus, they're great products. Get your Wake Up America coffee experience with the best coffee out there at a great price. It funds the InfoWar. Get our new tooth whitening toothpaste. It's amazing. InfoWarStore.com. Just like our information is game-changing, our products really are amazing. Giant sales at InfoWarsStore.com. I can't tell you how vital it is to fund this operation and get great products at the same time, a total win-win. So take action now and be assured you're holding up the First Amendment in the face of the globalist. I'm Alex Jones, and this is 2020. The globalists know that I will never willingly give up. I've said it many times. I will never give in. I will never give up, but I could give out. And it's very, very frustrating to see them committing all their crimes against humanity, to see evil running rampant like this, and to know that most Americans have already been silenced in cyberspace, that most Americans have already been shadow banned by big tech, and to know that most Americans feel powerless and don't realize how much power they have by spreading the word about NewsWars.com, InfoWars.com, and Band.video. And that people are hungry for the truth now more than ever. And that if you tell people, hey, the banned truth they don't want you to have is at InfoWars.com/show and Band.video. So take heart, folks. They've had to censor everybody and shut everybody down because the truth is powerful and they can't beat us fair and square.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Without the freedom to offend, there is no free speech. It's The David Knight Show. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. Let's turn to what's going on right now with Iraq. You know, we look at this and many conservatives will say, what would Reagan do? And that's kind of an interesting observation. What did Reagan do about this type of stuff? You know, we know that Reagan launched multiple missile attacks against Muammar Gaddafi at the time. Muammar Gaddafi was a terrorist responsible for the downing of a commercial airline, murderer of a lot of innocent people. I mean, he was a legitimate terrorist, very well known. He was aggressive in terms of unrest and so forth. Now, the technology that we had at the time was not very good. President Reagan spent many millions of dollars destroying tents in the desert. Didn't get Muammar Gaddafi. I think he killed a couple of his children or something like that and some collateral damage. But it was ineffective. But he tried to do it. He just wasn't able to do it because of the technology at the time. But also, on the other side, Reagan, when he had Marines as part of a peacekeeping mission in Lebanon, and 200 plus, I forget the exact total, but over 200 Marines were killed in a bombing in Lebanon, Beirut. President Reagan essentially said, these people are crazy. They don't want peace. We shouldn't be a part of this. And he got out. Now, see, that would be the rational thing to do. Unfortunately, even though we continue to go abroad seeking monsters to destroy, you know, there was no doubt about it that Gaddafi was a monster. He was a monster, however, who over a period of time matured and mellowed and really wasn't a threat to people anymore. Perhaps it was the near-death experience that he had. or whatever it was, Muammar Gaddafi was not really a threat to anybody except the bankers. We learned from documents that were released by WikiLeaks as Hillary Clinton and others were talking about why Muammar Gaddafi had to be removed. We learned that their concern wasn't any kind of violence, terrorism. The geopolitical threat was the fact that Muammar Gaddafi was setting up a currency that was going to be backed by gold and silver in opposition to the fiat currencies of the Western central banks. That was a threat that they could not allow to happen. He had a strong economic base. Not only did they have oil resources, but they were over one of the largest subterranean aquifers anywhere in Africa. That was a very, very resource, very, very important resource, perhaps more important than the oil that he had. So he was sitting in a position where Libya could become an economic powerhouse. They could be a challenge to the European, Western American central banks. That's why he had to be removed. And when we look at this, even assuming that the man is a monster, still a terrorist, which he wasn't, let's take a look at all these different wars that we've had, right? Libya, we had to get Muammar Gaddafi out of there. Did it make anything better when we removed that monster? We went to Afghanistan to remove the Taliban, to get rid of Osama bin Laden. Mission accomplished. And yet here we are, 20 years later, nothing really has been accomplished. We have more chaos. We have trillions of dollars that have been lost, thousands of lives of Americans that have been lost, and who knows how many of people who are in these countries, Libya, Afghanistan, and then Iraq. We went there to take out a monster, Saddam Hussein. Mission accomplished there as well, right? 2003. Mission accomplished. Wasn't a problem. And yet we've now had the Iraqi parliament saying, we want you to leave. And we say, no, we're not going to leave. We don't really care what you think. We wanted to build a nation, right? We got to get rid of the dictators. We got to get rid of the monsters. And then we're going to rebuild this into a Western democracy. And then the elected leaders of this Western democracy say, get out of our country and leave us alone. We've had enough of the violence. And we threaten them. We threaten them with sanctions. So I'm glad that we finally see what this is all about. I hope you do see what this is about. And when we talk about making America great again, what was it that made America great? It was a foreign policy of people like John Quincy Adams who said, we don't go abroad seeking monsters to destroy. You know, we wish peace and fair trade. We're friends of everybody in that regard. But we're not going to essentially be the world's policemen going abroad seeking monsters to destroy. We have destroyed monsters in Afghanistan, in Libya, in Iraq. And it hasn't helped those people, and it hasn't helped Americans. And are we going to do that again now in Iran? I'm not going to argue that the Iranians are good guys. No, they're not good guys. They're crazy. We shouldn't be there. The only rational course is to get out of there. As Ron Paul has said, he said, look, the Iranians have absolutely no way that they can project power to attack Americans in America. The only way that they're going to strike out at Americans is to strike out at military bases that are in the area, or military contractors that are in the area, or other Americans that are in the area. So if we want to make sure that they are completely neutered, we leave the area. That would be the rational thing to do. I agree with Ron Paul on that. I was talking to my wife about this, and I said, you know, if you want to put this on a metaphor for what's really going on with all this, this has been, and we said this from the very beginning, not only the sanctions, but the buildup of military and naval resources in the area, pushing a lot of U.S. ships and other coalition ships into that tiny Strait of Hormuz, hoping for some kind of violent issue that they can then use to begin a war, something like the Gulf of Tonkin. And I said this from the very beginning. You know, they are putting a chip on their shoulder. They're getting in the face of the Iranians, chest bumping them. It is the American government that has been pushing for a war, using any kind of an excuse, lying about incidents that have happened. We saw them lying about the attack on the Japanese freighter, as one example, but there's been many others, using any kind of pretense to try to establish a war. And when you look at how this is starting to evolve, it is, you know, a gradual escalation. They do something, we respond in a much bigger way. Then they respond in a bigger way. Then we respond in an even bigger way, gradually drawing us in. And that's exactly what these people want. So I said to my wife, I said, this is like if you had a belligerent neighbor, this dad who said, well, I'm going to defend my family. And he puts a chip on his shoulder and he goes over and starts chest bumping a local neighbor, trying to pick a fight with him. The guy kind of backs off, doesn't want to get in a fight with him because, you know, this guy maybe he's like 300 pounds and works out. He doesn't want to get in a fight with him, so he backs off. He knows he's going to lose. He doesn't want to stand up. And so the neighbor who is still itching for a fight goes to another neighbor and picks another fight with somebody else, chest bumping them, daring them to knock the chip off of his shoulder, on and on and on. Meanwhile, back at home, where this guy never goes, this belligerent dad, the grass is unmown, and he has a leaking roof that he won't fix because he's out picking fights with all the neighbors. He's even got squatters who have moved into his house, threatening his family, and he won't do anything about it. And I'm telling you, that belligerent dad is the American government, and it is President Trump right now. That's exactly what he is doing. He's not paying any attention to his home, to his family, because he is so bent on picking a fight with anybody and everybody. He has fallen into the trap of the military-industrial complex. And within that, these guys are deceiving him, and they are. It is President Trump who is angrily threatening sanctions against the Iranians because they would like to be left alone. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Andy in Florida. Thank you, Andy. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I love you, man. We love you. Before I go ahead and talk about the topic at hand, I got to talk about one of your products. A little bit about me. I'm 245 pounds. I work about 10 to 13 hours a day at UPS. And make a long story short, I used to have a problem with Adderall. I do have ADHD, but, you know, I was taking Adderall for its energy boosting properties. You know, I kind of got a little out of hand. And, you know, I listen to you religiously in my truck every day. So I tried your TurboForce, and really, it's a cliche. This product changed my life, but TurboForce really changed my life. Needless to say, I no longer take Adderall, and I get by literally the 13 hours a day I work on a half of a packet of your TurboForce. And if you take a half a packet, that's literally a dollar a day, and you save so much money versus, you know, a Monster, which is what, $4.99. And I, you know, I just had to call in and tell you guys how great TurboForce is. And if anybody's on the fence, they really have to try it.
We're really proud of TurboForce, so thank you, sir. Commit to buy a lot of your products at InfoWarsStore.com, then help us spread the word. Let's just get busy. InfoWarsStore.com.
I keep my eye on the news all the time, but I miss the fact that in late 2019, just about 2 weeks ago, the CDC and the FDA approved live Ebola vaccine to be given inside the United States. And it is an experimental vaccine. It is live. It's not even attenuated. They've just genetically modified it so it's supposedly not lethal. Same stuff they did with the Gardasil vaccine that's admittedly killed and maimed so many. This is just crazy. And the Congo's had the biggest outbreaks of Ebola ever since they started giving the vaccine there in the last few years. Oh, and of course, opening the borders up here and letting people in unvetted, the Democrats distribute across the country. You cannot make up the magnitude of this insanity. And it is an attempted Ebola assault on America. This is the New World Order.
I want to talk about Super Silver whitening toothpaste because I hadn't tried it except for maybe the last week and a half. And I told Alex, I said, man, this is the best toothpaste I've ever tried. He's like, well, what are you doing just sitting in here telling me? You got to get up there and tell people. And so here I am telling people Super Silver whitening toothpaste is by far the best toothpaste I've ever tried. And I'm 45 years old and I've tried a lot of different toothpaste and it's fluoride free. I think the big difference, the game changer in this is the coral calcium, because after I brush my teeth with this, they feel so clean, and the toothpaste, that I don't even like rinse out my mouth after I brush my teeth with this. It feels so good. It feels like good things are happening in my mouth. In fact, I find myself brushing my teeth 3 to 4 times a day rather than just twice a day now because I like the way it feels.
Just during the break, I went and got a delicious cup, my second cup of the day. It's really strong. I shouldn't do this because all work and no play makes Jack a really aggressive boy, and the coffee adds to it. But Wake Up America coffee that everybody loves, highest rated from the Chiapas Mountains. It's beyond Mexican coffee, beyond Guatemalan coffee. It's the best coffee in the world. It's right on the border between the two countries in those rainforests. Hand-selected. It's beyond organic. Wild-crafted. Wake Up America coffee. People are blown away by how good it is. Same stuff sold in Whole Foods under another name for $30 for the same size container. Yes, folks, we've been selling it 10 years, never raised the price. $19.95 for that big old bag. 99% reviews, 598 reviews, 4.9 stars on third-party sites. Sign up for auto ship, additional 10% off. Get it auto-delivered to you, so don't forget to get it each month or every 2 months. You can click out to 9 months whenever you want the new order coming in. 15 days up to 9 months. Patriot Blend Medium Roast only has a 98% out of 814 reviews. It's not as popular. Anyways, it's all at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Rand Paul this morning making comments about what's going on with Iraq and Iran. I'm going to play those comments for you in just a second. Before I do, real quickly, just to remind you, the sales that we have at InfoWarsStore.com, because that's what supports this program and everything that we do, we have up to 75% off and free shipping. This is the final day. We've sold out of many items like DNA Force Plus, Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink, Ultimate Krill Oil, but we have many others. We have Vasobeat, 60% off. We have Silver Bullet, $9.95. You know, and that's one of the things I tell you. I take supplements on a regular basis unless I'm traveling. And I don't know when I'm ever going to learn. Whenever I take a plane flight, because it's such a hassle to travel, I usually leave my supplements I take on a regular basis. I leave them behind, and then I get on a plane where I'm enclosed in an area with a lot of sick people, in many cases, you know, for hours on end. And that lays the foundation for me getting sick most of the time. And this has happened to me now 3 or 4 times. When I'm not doing that, when I'm taking my regular supplements on a regular basis, even if other family members who don't take supplements on such a regular basis that everybody else is in the family is getting sick, I usually don't get sick. But I take a vacation, and I don't want to carry a bunch of bottles through TSA harassment and all that kind of stuff, and I get off a routine, it almost invariably results in what has happened to me over the last couple of weeks. And once it gets started, it's really hard to pull it back. I've been trying to take natural stuff, and one of the things I think that really turned the corner for me, as people made suggestions, they said nebulized your silver bullet stuff. I did that, and immediately, I started feeling much better with that. I typically take silver bullet with me when I travel, as I've said many, many times, and I usually take it orally. But if I get a cut or I get a hangnail or something like that to keep from getting infection, even though it was, and before we started selling the topical nano silver applications, I would put that on. That would keep me from getting an infection and keep me from getting sick. But once I get a cold, it always now seems to settle in my chest after a very bad bronchitis pneumonia that I had once before. And I really needed something that I could nebulize. I just didn't think about nebulizing it. So again, we have silver bullet almost sold out, but it is $9.95. We have Super Blue fluoride free original toothpaste, 50% off. Brain Force, 60% off. Knockout, 60% off. We have many specials, some of them up to 75% off, plus free shipping. InfoWarsStore.com. All right, let's take a look at what Rand Paul had to say about Iran. He was on Fox News this morning. Here's a little bit of what he had to say.
The thing is, you have to ask yourself and ask the general question, are attacks more or less likely now that Soleimani is gone? The person who has replaced him has been his assistant general for 22 years, is a hardliner, and now the whole country of Iran is consumed with revenge. So I think if you're asking yourself, will there be attacks on America, I think there's much more likely to be attacks now that with his death. But you also have to ask, if anybody thinks that there's a possibility that diplomacy would work, how it's going to work when you kill the major general of another country. So I think what we've done is we've taken diplomacy off the table, and the only possibility now is military escalation.
It's unknown how much military escalation,
but I think there will be an escalation.
On that point, I think last night you called it the death of diplomacy, if I've got your quote right. Was there much diplomacy to begin with, Senator?
Well, there was with the Iran agreement. The Iran agreement wasn't perfect, and I was a critic of the Iran agreement. However, I think it was a big mistake to pull out of the Iran agreement. We should have tried to build upon the Iran agreement. We did that, but then we placed an embargo where Iran wasn't allowed to sell any goods internationally, including their main export of oil. An act of an embargo is like an act of war, and then to top that off, we've now killed one of their major generals. I think it is the death of diplomacy, and I see no way to get it back started again until sort of the revenge of the Iranian people is somehow sated. And I hate this. I hate that this is where we're going. I've been someone who has been for engagement, but there was much less killing, there was much less violence after the Iran agreement. In fact, there was a lull in a period in which I think we were headed towards a much more stable situation with Iran, and now I think it's gone, and I think it may be gone for a lifetime.
Senator, here is the president yesterday on Rush Limbaugh in the afternoon radio program. Just react to this comment here from President Trump.
He is responsible for the IEDs, those are the roadside bombs, and then the sister, which is the big one, the big version, that actually knocks out tanks and kills everybody within earshot. He's responsible for all those incredible young people over at Walter Reed, and he should have been taken out a long time ago.
Would you take exception to that, Senator? You know that he's been a menace for
20 years. There are a lot of reports that the IEDs and then the heightened version of the IEDs were coming from Iran. Whether or not one person is responsible for that is not something I have the knowledge to really tell you. But is Soleimani a bad guy? Yes. Is the guy that replaces him a bad guy? Yes. Was Gaddafi a bad guy? Was Hussein a bad guy? Yes. But we have to ask ourselves, and President Trump has said this millions of times or thousands of times, that Saddam Hussein was a bad guy, but taking him out destabilized the region. It is about the broader implications of killing someone, not whether they're evil or not. And so foreign policy can't be based on we're going to kill everyone who we believe is evil or bad in the world. There are thousands and thousands of such people. We have to look at the ramifications of what comes next. My fear is the ramifications of this killing will be more killing, and that it's really precluded the idea of having any kind of diplomatic relations with Iran. It was already difficult before this. Yeah. Now I think it's impossible.
Two more questions. Some are suggesting things go quiet for a time. Let's see who's right in the end. You say you got bad advice. What would you have done?
What, with regard to Soleimani? I think what I would have done is months ago, and this is what I encouraged the Trump administration, is months ago to renew diplomatic relations and have discussions. There were people, and there are moderates within Iran, who were willing to have diplomacy. Their voices are completely squelched by this. So what we've done is we have empowered the hardliners. We've brought together people who might have had misgivings about the government. They are rallying around the Iranian flag now. So it's all going in the opposite direction. But there was a time, and there were people within the Iranian moderate community who did want to have discussions. That's over now. They cannot talk to us now because it's now them rallying around the flag. Anybody who is independent or indecisive or moderate is now rallying around the Iranian flag. And so, no, this has set us back a great deal. There were people who blamed the Iranian government for the economic problems they had. They had protests over gas prices a month or two ago. All those people now are rallying around the flag and rallying around this what they perceive as an aggressive move
by
America.
Let's see where that goes. I'm going to squeeze in one more question here on impeachment, sir. What do you think Nancy Pelosi's strategy is?
All right, let's hold that. I want to keep this right now on what's going on in Iraq. And, of course, I do believe that impeachment plays into this, and not just within the Democrat versus Trump divide. I think that impeachment has a very important role to play in terms of the GOP establishment neocons being able to put pressure on President Trump. We've got Lindsey Graham threatening President Trump openly over, you know, issues in Syria and elsewhere, Iraq and so forth, Iran. You pull back, says Lindsey Graham. You pull the troops out of there, I'll become your worst enemy. That was an overt threat, an overt threat. And so it's like, you better do what the neocons say, or we're going to make sure that we vote with the Democrats to impeach you. That has given them leverage over President Trump. And don't think he doesn't understand that. Don't think that that hasn't had an effect on his policies. You know, we had not just Rand Paul talking about this. We also had a veteran, a retired Marine, who lost both legs, had many other serious injuries that he sustained in Afghanistan. He had been a part of the surge that David Petraeus had put together. Remember how David Petraeus was a genius, how the surge is going to solve all of our problems in Iraq? No, not actually. Temporarily, yes. Temporarily, yes. But as he was a part of this surge, he's looking at this. His name is Johnny Joey Jones. He says, I know this action could be leading America into war with Iran. So no one should be cheerleading the killing of Soleimani as if we've just scored a touchdown in a football game. He said, yeah, we like to see an executive who acts quickly and decisively. But he also said, I was part of that. We go there. We accomplish the mission. But then we wind up being like a dog who is chasing a car. We catch up to the car. Now what do we do? Now what do we do? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It was about 3.5 months ago, and I said on air, I'm going to religiously take my supplements. I'd always taken them in the past, but I forget, like everybody else, to stay on the regimen. Well, I've done it, and I've lost 39 pounds in less than 4 months, and my life is so amazing. And I still have cake and ice cream and pie, just like I did before. I'm exercising the same amount, but my body has the trace elements and the key things it needs, like the clean iodine and X2 and X3. And I take a good energy booster, like Turbo Force and Brain Force for my brain. And I take the fish oil and I take the turmeric and I take the knockout and I use the good toothpaste. It's fluoride free. That's got the tea tree oil and so much more at InfoWarsLife.com. 2020 is dawning. We have big sales, total clearance right now. No excuse for you not to go to the store and get these great products and experience them for yourself and fund the InfoWar. A total 360 win going into 2020. That's why it's more important than ever to keep InfoWars on the air. And only you can do that by getting great products at InfoWarsLife.com.
I keep my eye on the news all the time, but I miss the fact that in late 2019, just about 2 weeks ago, the CDC and the FDA approved live Ebola vaccine to be given inside the United States. And it is an experimental vaccine. It is live. It's not even attenuated. They've just genetically modified it so it's supposedly not lethal. Same stuff they did with the Gardasil vaccine that's admittedly killed and maimed so many. This is just crazy. And the Congo's had the biggest outbreaks of Ebola ever since they started giving the vaccine there in the last few years. Oh, and of course, opening the borders up here and letting people in unvetted, the Democrats distribute across the country. You cannot make up the magnitude of this insanity. And it is an attempted Ebola assault on America. This is the New World Order.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Using free speech to free minds. It's The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We heard Rand Paul this morning on Fox News saying, you know, I think we should have tried a little bit more diplomacy. We should have tried diplomacy a little more than we did. You know, I look at this, I'm very skeptical of Iran's motivations in terms of trying to set up a nuclear power. I don't think that's their motivation at all. I believe that they want to have nuclear weapons. I look at the situation where one of the largest suppliers of oil on the planet, they could easily supply their own oil for their own energy use domestically. They may look at this and say, well, you know, the UN is going to prohibit any use of oil for power. They could be right about that. But even if they believed that that was the case and they had to have another supply of energy, don't you think that where they are out in the middle of the desert, they might go towards solar power rather than nuclear? Or is it that they want to use a nuclear power for something else? I don't know. Just wondering. Just asking for a friend here. Nevertheless, are they somebody that we could negotiate with? Or are they totally unreasonable? As President Trump, you know, as they said, well, we have established, 34 or something different targets. President Trump said, well, I've got 52, referring back to the hostages that they took in 1979. And that really is where our history with Iran begins in the minds of most Americans. Nobody had really paid any attention to what was going on in Iran prior to the rise of the Ayatollahs and the takeover of the embassy in 1979. And that became a real sticking point for any of us who were alive and old enough to understand what was going on at the time. I'll never forget it. Anybody my age or even younger than me will not forget that. The feckless impotence of Jimmy Carter in the face of that was what really helped to elect President Reagan. Nevertheless, our history with Iran did not begin in 1979. I have said many times it began in 1953 with the overthrow of their election. Yes, they elected a guy, very popular guy, who was a leftist, and he wanted to nationalize the oil industries there. British Petroleum and other corporations, American corporations, did not want to have that happen. And so we went to war for the oil companies, just as we've gone to war in the past for the fruit companies in Central America, as Smedley Butler pointed out. He said, war is a racket. I've been nothing but an enforcer, mobster, a racketeer for these big American corporations to overthrow government so these guys are free to operate as they wish. And that's exactly what we did in Iran. We set up a puppet government, the Shah, the CIA, and the Mossad set up a ruthless, ruthless secret police to ruthlessly oppress any political opponents of theirs. And then after 20 years of that, it blew up in their face, blowback, as it always happens. You know, I'm sure the CIA was just patting itself on the back, you know, for 25 years. Everything just went great for them. Except there was this seething anger that was building. I was aware of it as an engineering student. We had a lot of Iranians who had come over and were taking engineering classes. And they began having these political demonstrations about Iran. And I thought, well, what's that have to do with us? I had absolutely no idea. And I didn't understand why they were wearing masks. And so I asked some of these guys, I said, why are you guys wearing masks? You know, well, we have to cover our faces because the CIA, the Savak, are taking our pictures. And if they know who we are, they'll arrest our family members back home. I said, wait, This is something I've not heard of. It was kind of my introduction to the way the CIA operates and the way our foreign policy has blown back and created monsters rather than taking them out. And when we look at whether or not, when we come back, we got to take a quick break here. When we come back, we're going to take a look at whether or not diplomacy could ever work with these radicals that have been put in place as blowback from the CIA coup in 1953. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I spend a lot of time reminding the InfoWars family of listeners and viewers that without you, we won't be on the air. And I spend a lot of time thanking you. But I really think you should thank yourself for keeping us on the air and really changing the world for the better and raising the alarm as modern Paul Revere's. But something I should spend more time on is just reminding you that these products are really amazing. You've got that pledge from me, but you've seen the third-party test out there, the air filtration, the water filtration. The supplements are all the very best you're going to find out there. And you can't fund an operation anywhere else that's fighting the globalist this hard. So it's not a burden to support InfoWars. It really is something that is good for everybody that stands for justice and freedom and makes your life and your family's life and your children's life so much better. So visit InfoWarsStore.com today.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I played the comments of Rand Paul on Fox News earlier today, and had the Fox reporter asking him, do you seriously? What could we do other than assassinate the military leader of Iran? And we'll talk a little bit about that. Who is this guy? He's not a good guy. No, he's not a good guy. But he is not the person that has been portrayed in the Western press either. The truth lies somewhere between these two extremes. And then the question is, good or bad? Now, was there any question that Saddam Hussein was a bad guy? Well, no, actually not. There's also no question that during his war with Iran, we helped him to conduct the mass gas attacks and war crimes for which we later condemned him. We gave him the coordinates. We gave him weaponry. We gave him logistical assistance to do the types of things that he did that we later used as evidence to take this guy out. And after taking him out and after having been in Iraq, after lying our way into an Iraq war, the second one, in 2003, we had George W. Bush tell us mission accomplished. We got rid of the monster. And yet here we are, 17 years later. The Iraqi parliament says, we want you to leave. And immediately, President Trump angrily threatens them with crushing sanctions. Is that the American way? How many times, again, as I've tweeted out, if we want to make America great again, we have to go back to America's founding principles. We do not go abroad seeking monsters to destroy. We do not seek to create an American empire. We do not seek to be the policeman of the world. That is the American way. We defend America rather than leaving our home to rot, leaving our infrastructure to rot. If you want to defend America, if you're worried about sleeper cells in America, if you're worried about terrorist attacks in America, maybe you could use the so-called Department of Defense, which is nothing but the Department of War. That's what it used to be called when they were honest about it. And you know, when we called, the irony is that when America called the War Department, we were more interested in defending America. Now that they call it the Defense Department, we're not interested in defending America. We're interested in wars everywhere else. Our infrastructure can crumble. We can have our country invaded and taken over by hostile people. We have the most violent country on earth is Mexico because of the war on drugs that we helped to foster. The UN war on drugs that we pushed. and it has set Mexico on fire. And we have absolutely no protection from that kind of violence. We just had another American family killed in Mexico. How much longer is it going to be before that kind of violence spills over into America? It's not going to be long. It's already happening in many ways. How are we going to stop Iranian terrorists from coming across the border? They can just walk across the border because we have an American military that says to the president, you can't use us to protect the American border. You can use us to protect the border between any other two countries. You can use us to overthrow regimes, but we will not protect the American border. Frankly, I am disgusted with this state of affairs. These two issues, which were key to the election of President Trump, key campaign promises that he has abandoned in their entirety, protecting our border and stopping the stupid endless wars that accomplish nothing but endanger Americans, and he has abandoned those. And so the question is, could we actually do negotiations and diplomacy with Iran? Yes, they are crazy. But are they so crazy that we couldn't do anything with them? You know, as they came up with their 34 targets, and President Trump said, well, I remember the number 52 because you captured 52 people during we took over the embassy in 1979. And, you know, after that happened, the Iranians came back and they said, well, here's another number for you to remember. 290. What is that number? Well, that's something that's not usually talked about here in America. That is the number of Iranians that were killed when a U.S. cruise missile ship shot down by accident a commercial airline, flight 655 in 1988. Now remember, let's get the timeline here. 1979 was when the Shah of Iran that we put in power, NPR just ran a story about that, interestingly enough. They've now finally noticed, we have President Trump. So now they're going to push back against military involvement with Iran. They talk about how on August 19th, 2013, the CIA finally publicly admitted for the first time its involvement in the 1953 coup against Iran's elected prime minister. The documents provided details of the CIA's plan at the time. It was led by senior officer Kermit Roosevelt, Jr., grandson of President Theodore Roosevelt. Over the course of 4 days in August of 1953, 60 years earlier, Roosevelt would orchestrate not one but two attempts to destabilize the government of Iran, forever changing the relationship between the country and the U.S. And in just 4 days, they overthrew that government, and then they put in a ruthless dictator, the Shah. That is part of what is behind that. And so then you fast forward to 1979 as they finally got rid of the tyrant that we put in place, the Shah. They took over the embassy. And the blowback pushed them in a very radical situation. If they had nationalized the oil industries, that would not have been good for them in the long term. Socialism always fails. And that kind of approach could have been handled in a different way, but the CIA overthrew that elected government and set up a repression that essentially put the radical Islamicist in power. That's really the result of the 1953 coup. It took 25 years for that to happen. But the CIA put the Ayatollahs in power in Iran. That's what happens with our policy, just like we saw it happen much more quickly with the failed policies in Libya once we got rid of Muammar Gaddafi. It turned into a nest to help to create ISIS, and it happened so quickly. Many of us, myself included, believe that that was the plan of the CIA. Because let's not forget that it was the CIA that has been equipping and funding and training ISIS for their overthrow of the Syrian government. But could we negotiate with these radicals that were put in power by the CIA in Iran? Because they were put in power, even though it took 28 years to happen. Well, when you go back and you look at this other number, 290, the number of people who died during that attack. And, of course, eventually the U.S. paid millions of dollars. And it worked out to be $300,000 for every wage earner that was killed and $150,000 for every non-wage earner. There were, I think, 66 kids, children that were killed as part of that. Everybody on board the commercial airliner died. That was 1988. And I have focused on that many times when I've talked about Flight 800, the commercial airliner that was shot down near Long Island as naval exercises were taking place. And the U.S. government claimed that they had nothing to do with it. The FBI went around and confiscated flight data from people who said, this looks like a missile that was fired by accident. And I've talked about that flight. I've talked about this shooting down of the Iranian airliner in the context of what I believe was also an accidental shoot down of an American airliner during training exercises to say, yeah, this kind of stuff happens, except it only, you know, when it happens within America, the American government covers it up and doesn't compensate anybody. But even when they did this to the radical Iranians, they were not radical enough to attack anybody, right? They eventually settled for compensation. Could we negotiate with them? I think that episode says, yes, that would be possible. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Knock on wood, I am not tempting fate. But everybody around the office, especially folks that have worked there a long time, have noticed that I really don't ever get sick. Now, again, I might get sick tomorrow because I just made that statement. I'm not tempting fate. I'll say that again because I am superstitious when it comes down to that. I'm very thankful to the good Lord for the Constitution I've been given. But up until about 8-9 years ago when I started taking X2 and the products in InfoWars Life, I still got sick every couple of years. And, you know, I still get sore throats from allergies and pollen and things like that. But now that I religiously take the products at InfoWars Life, one of the highest quality supplements you're going to find out there, I just never get a fever anymore. It's probably been 3-4 years since I've had a fever. It's just crazy. So I chalk it up to genetics and the great products.
Owl Killer in New Jersey. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, hey, I just want to say it's great to be back once again, and I've never gotten to do this, but I'm going to give you a shout-out for your pod. So that Super Blue Fluoride-Free Toothpaste and that Super Blue Whitening Toothpaste is on another level. I use the Super Blue in the morning and then the whitening at night, and it absorbs into your gum. It is by far the best product that I've ever used in my life. I literally just took Turbo Force on my way to the gym right now. I've had 4 shoulder surgeries and a back surgery, and that body has made me feel better than any type of physical therapy or anything that I've ever done in my life. So I just want to get that out of the way. Support this man. Everything that he exposed. Nobody knew about Bohemian Grove. Nobody knew about Epstein. Nobody knew about Bilderberg. Nobody called 9/11 before it happened in July 2001. Go look it up yourself.
Well, we try our best, sir. They definitely want us off the air. Without you, we're not here. But yeah, these are all great products. So thank you, sir. Just during the break, I went and got a delicious cup, my second cup of the day. It's really strong. I shouldn't do this because all work and no play makes Jack a really aggressive boy, and the coffee adds to it. But Wake Up America coffee that everybody loves, highest rated in the Chiapas Mountains. It's beyond Mexican coffee, beyond Guatemalan coffee. It's the best coffee in the world. It's right on the border between the two countries in those rainforests. Hand-selected. It's beyond organic. Wild-crafted. Wake Up America coffee. People are blown away by how good it is. Same stuff sold in Whole Foods under another name for $30 for the same size container. Yes, folks. Folks, we've been selling it 10 years, never raised the price. $19.95 for that big old bag. 99% reviews, 598 reviews, 4.9 stars on third-party sites. Sign up for auto ship, additional 10% off. Get it auto-delivered to you so don't forget to get it each month or every 2 months. You can click out to 9 months whenever you want the new order coming in. 15 days up to 9 months. Patriot Blend Medium Roast only has a 98% out of 814 reviews. It's not as popular. Anyways, it's all at InfoWarsStore.com. You want to break some globalist ribs. You want to crush some skulls politically. You want to drive ice picks through their eyeballs spiritually. There's nowhere you can spend money. There's nowhere you can place your bet.
in a fight where it's going to have more power per dollar. Your bang for your buck here gets you great products at great prices that literally fund the system where the spirit of resistance lives to drive it home to the enemy. And so it's very simple. If you don't want to be slaves and you want to see the fight taken to the enemy, which God wants to see, you see, we have to make the effort 110%. God will finish the move. And I know I need to stay in the fight, in the attack, attack, attack. I want to attack. I want to go after the globalists. And just believe me, ladies and gentlemen, that if you want somebody to commit to you and your family to fight for all of our futures together, you've got to guarantee you keep me in the game. I'm going to bust my ass with everything I got for us, for myself and my family, for your family, because we're in this together. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Vice President Pence invoke 9/11. Yes, as I've said many times, history doesn't usually repeat itself, but it does rhyme. And now we have, because of what's going on in Iraq and Iran, we had heard, you know, we had to go after 9/11, we had to go get Saddam Hussein, right? Because he was involved in 9/11, except he wasn't. And we were lied into that war. We had people like Mike Pence, who was a congressman at the time, telling us that. And now they're telling us that Iran was involved in 9/11. When we look at how we got lied into the Iraq War in 2003, I look at the reports. Here's one in particular. The U.S. lied its way into occupying Iraq 17 years ago. That's true. Yeah, Colin Powell sold all this stuff and later pulled it back. You know, every time I see one of these stories talking about Colin Powell, they always talk about Colin Powell. They always talk about George W. Bush and the lies that were forwarded on. But they don't talk about the fact that they came from Gina Haspel. They came from the CIA torture program that they sent John Kiriakou to jail because he exposed the crimes of the torture program. And all these people. And I had this issue with President Trump when he was a candidate. He and Eric Trump talking about how wonderful torture is and how we need to be tougher and we need to, you know, torture these terrorists and so forth. And everybody was like, yeah, America. And I said, you understand that it's not effective. Even if you don't care about morality, even if you don't care about the law, it is not effective. It is not pragmatic. If that's all you care about, your realpolitik, well, it works. Well, no, it actually didn't work. Because Gina Haspel and the CIA tortured, and Gina Haspel, of course, covered it up. She destroyed the records. She destroyed the videotapes. And then you had the CIA and their chief lawyer, who eventually wrote a book called Company Man. They said, yeah, when I saw these guys, and they were hauled into court because they were spying on Americans. That's why we had the FISA Act, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, saying CIA, NSA, you're not going to be allowed to spy on Americans without getting a search warrant. Well, we got to be able to do this because, you know, it's like all secret stuff and everything, you know, national security and spy versus spy. You know, you've seen James Bond, The Man from U.N.C.L.E., and Get Smart. So we have to have some way to do this. Okay, well, we'll create a secret court and it'll authorize this kind of stuff. How'd that work out for you? How'd that work out for you, President Trump? And yet, when you look at what was created in the wake of that, you know, this corrupt guy who sold, the CIA lawyer who sold this as enhanced interrogation and not torture, called himself Company Man. When he saw the church committee hearings, he said, I look at that. And my take on it was, as a young lawyer, I said, the CIA needs better lawyers. They need better liars is what they really needed. Because they're not concerned about the law. They're above the law. And so when we look at how they lied us into that, understand that after the fact, And after it came out that all the weapons of mass destruction stuff was a lie, President Trump has tweeted about this in the past. And now he is just passing along the lies from the intelligence community, the same intelligence community that lied to George W. Bush and Colin Powell, if you believe them, that they were misled. They said, we knew that we were misled when we found out that the intelligence about weapons of mass destruction were obtained on the basis of torture. We knew that we'd been had. Well, who was it that did the torture? Gina Haspel, who President Trump, because he loves torture and because he thinks it's effective, he put Gina Haspel in as head of the CIA. And she was the one who created the lies, that created the lies because of torture, created the lies that lied us into the weapons of mass destruction. And so is it any surprise that President Trump is being misled by these liars that he has put into positions of power? And then they immediately come back. And after they get President Trump to do what they want, they come back and say, well, you know, we gave President Trump a lot of different options. We're surprised that he took the option to kill Soleimani. Well, we thought that was, you know, we put out all these different options and we just kind of put that out as this outlier here. It was so radical. We didn't think he'd actually do it. And he actually did it. See, he's crazy. That's the way they stab him in the back. They lead him along, they stab him in the back. And these are the same people that he's listening to that have been conspiring to take him out. Just absolutely amazing to me. U.S. taxpayers have spent $24,000 each per capita on wars post 9/11, cost totaling nearly $6 trillion. That doesn't include all of the medical expenses that we haven't got price tags on. And how do you put a price tag on the death of an American soldier for a war that was based on a lie? The U.S. has Iran completely surrounded with military bases. You realize that? You know, Zero Hedge has an article where they say, you know, how many, if we were to close all these military bases, you know, President Trump immediately, when they say, we want the U.S. to leave, President Trump angrily came back and said, oh, I'll give them sanctions that'll make their heads spin. It'll be nothing. The Iranian sanctions will be nothing compared to what I'll do to Iran if they don't pay us back for all these military bases that we put together. And so Zero Hedge said, well, let's take a look at some of these military bases and how many that we've got there. They went through just listing them alphabetically. They went through camp so-and-so, and they had all the different names listed alphabetically. All the camps that began with A, all the camps that began with B. They only did the A's and the B's, and they said, well, that's 50 of them. 50 of them. They said, if we were to be paid back for all the money that we spent on these bases, we could pay off our debt. It'd be pretty close to the $20 trillion that we spent on all this stuff. We, you know, we built over a dozen military bases in Syria. We built 4 airfields in Syria. Nobody ever had a problem with President Obama doing that, did they? Nobody ever questioned his authority to spend that kind of money in another country. But, of course, you can't build a foot of the wall at our border without it being called into question by all the same people who gave it a pass. All the neocons in the Republican Party, all of the liberal Democrats who supported Obama doing that in Syria, the judges never questioned whether or not Obama had the authority to build those military and air bases in Syria. And yet, if you were to do anything to spend a dime to protect the American homeland, in spite of all this homeland security baloney, if you actually took homeland security seriously and tried to make sure that we had a protected border, no. You can't do that. Can't do that. That's not in our brief. That's not what the U.S. military does. All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
The globalists know that I will never willingly give up. I've said it many times. I will never give in. I will never give up, but I could give out. And it's very, very frustrating to see them committing all their crimes against humanity, to see evil running rampant like this, and to know that most Americans have already been silenced in cyberspace, that most Americans have already been shadow banned by big tech, and to know that most Americans feel powerless and don't realize how much power they have by spreading the word about NewsWars.com, InfoWars.com, and Band.video. And that people are hungry for the truth now more than ever. And that if you tell people, hey, the banned truth they don't want you to have is at InfoWars.com/show and Band.video. So take heart, folks. They've had to censor everybody and shut everybody down because the truth is powerful and they can't beat us fair and square.
I would thank you for everything you've done for the InfoWar, but I know you're like me. You don't want my thanks. You want victory over the globalists and these devil-worshipping child molesters, and you want them off your back and off your children's back. And you know what? I'm the same way, and that's why we're on the same damn team. And it's why InfoWars has been delivering time and time again when it's clutch time to focus the people on taking action against the globalists, because I'm committed to a future for humanity. And I know you are as well. So thank you in 2019 for standing with us, because you are the InfoWar, and I want to thank you for committing to stand with us in 2020 however you can. From the bottom of my heart, from my family, and from the great crew at InfoWars, I want to thank you all, because you are the InfoWar. And you know that's not just words, that's reality. You have made history. We have made history together. InfoWars.com only has power because of you. And I suggest you use it.
Andy in Florida. Thank you, Andy. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I love you, man. We love you. Before I go ahead and talk about the topic at hand, I got to talk about one of your products. A little bit about me. I'm 245 pounds. I work about 10 to 13 hours a day at UPS. And make a long story short, I used to have a problem with Adderall. I do have ADHD, but, you know, I was taking Adderall for its energy boosting properties. You know, I kind of got a little out of hand. And, you know, I listen to you religiously in my truck every day. So I tried your Turbo Force, and really, it's a cliche. This product changed my life, but Turbo Force really changed my life. Needless to say, I no longer take Adderall, and I get by literally the 13 hours a day I work on a half of a packet of your Turbo Force. And if you take a half a packet, that's literally a dollar a day, and you save so much money versus, you know, a Monster, which is what, $4.99. And I, you know, I just had to call in and tell you guys how great Turbo Force is. And if anybody's on the fence, they really have to try it.
We're really proud of Turbo Force, so thank you, sir. Commit to buy a lot of your products at InfoWarsStore.com, then help us spread the word, and let's just get busy. InfoWarsStore.com.
It's either happened to every person listening, or it's happened to someone you know. Everybody is well aware of the fact that most people that end up getting the flu have taken the flu vaccine right before they get it, and that they get the worst case of the flu of their life. But still, like concentration camp victims, they line up at the different pharmacies and clinics to get the injections. It doesn't matter that studies, mainline government studies in Canada and Europe, show that when you take the flu vaccine, it doubles your chances of getting the flu the next season by lowering your immunity. It goes on and on. Or the fact that the governments have never guessed the next year's mutation, that the flu vaccine has never, ever even worked. But how do you prop up a hoax? You keep the giant hoax going. No wonder we've got one of the worst flu seasons on record happening right now.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Defending the American dream. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We just had Mike Pompeo go on Fox News. Very gleeful, as a matter of fact. Didn't really have anything new to say. He's been lying to us for years about what's going on in Iran, and the lies continue. And yet, he has said that the U.S. may attack more Iranian leaders. And I think this is one of the takeaways. Whether or not we get into a war with Iran, whether or not this evolves into a larger World War III, I think that is a very important takeaway. you know, when I look at this and when people talk about, well, this could get turn into a giant regional war, could set off a global greater depression. Gerald Celente has been pointing that out for years, as you've had Pompeo and the neocons pushing this scenario. So, well, we should talk about how this could play out. You know, you want to set the oil fields on fire. You want to create a major greater depression than we've ever seen. That's the way to do it. You know, we have a Great Depression, a world war. That's what happened the last fourth turning. Maybe that's what these people want. Quite frankly, I think that is what they want. You know, Joel Skousen has said that that's, you know, exactly what they do want. They want to burn everything down so that they can rebuild it the way that they want to do it. The military-industrial complex, the Pentagon, the deep state, the entrenched bureaucracy, whatever you want to call them, they are no different than the radical Democrat communists who seek to destroy everything in this country so they can build their authoritarian utopia. Utopia for them, dystopia for us. No different whatsoever. I guess you saw the news article about AOC saying, in any other country, Biden and I would not be in the same party. That's right. She would be in the radical communist party. Unfortunately, the communists have never been able to get on the ballot in enough places, so she becomes a Democrat. And most of the people around her, most of the people in the Democrat field, are right there with her. That's right. They would, in a country that allowed multi-party democracy, she would not have to pick Republicans or Democrats. But the Democrats aren't that far away from the communists that she doesn't feel that uncomfortable with them. And she's remaking the Democrat Party completely into a communist party. But let's go back and take a look again at what's going on with this. As I pointed out earlier, we had Johnny Joey Jones, a retired Marine, lost both legs, suffered a lot of other serious injuries fighting in Afghanistan. He was part of the troop surge of David Petraeus, another failed initiative. This guy who was hailed as a genius, who is now part of the Bilderberg elite, now part of the financial community, KKR investor and so forth. He is patting President Trump on the back for killing Suleiman. Well, Johnny Jones is not really on board fully with this. And he had a very interesting piece that was published by FoxNews.com where he looked at both sides of this. I thought he did a very balanced job of it. He said on the one side, we have people arguing that the U.S. attacks were exactly what was needed to deter Iran from continuing to fund and orchestrate the activities of terrorist groups seeking to develop nuclear weapons and propagating regional hatred against Israel. The other side argues that the U.S. actions were exactly what could get us into a needless, endless war with a country that is only our adversary due to our penchant for regime change. Some Democrats even claim President Trump simply wants to look tough in an election year and gets the media to talk about something besides his impeachment, the wag the dog scenario. Don't ever think that that isn't a part of every president's scenario. That is definitely a part of this. But speaking of wagging the dog, he, again, has the great analogy, said when we were there, we were able to execute Petraeus's plan very successfully, but like the dog who catches up to the car, now what do we do? He said, when we know that we're going into a war, we know that many people could die. We know that others could suffer permanent, life-changing wounds like mine. And there's little understanding of why and what end will come of it. And this, quite frankly, folks, is what we see now. When we look at Fox News, when we look at all of the little tin soldiers, the little people who like to play war, they like to move their little soldiers around the battlefield. Fox News has finally found something that they can cheer President Trump about. The only person at Fox News who's not doing that is Tucker Carlson. But we look at people like Sean Hannity, people like Rush Limbaugh, who cheered us on into the lies that got us into Iraq 17 years ago. They still haven't learned anything. Have you learned anything? You know, I'm absolutely amazed, and we always hear this, you know, the axiom, those who will not learn from history are doomed to repeat it. We continue to repeat the mistakes of the past, even the mistakes that are our past. I mean, we're not talking about something that happened to previous generations. We're not talking about something that happened 100 years ago. We're talking about something that happened 17 years ago. The lies ought to be fresh on the memory of everybody. It used to be fresh on the memory of President Trump. He used to tweet about it regularly. And yet, we're falling for the same plan again. You know, World War One has become very popular in film and books. It's now acceptable to go back 100 years and look at what happened with that. Look at the insanity, the failure of leaders. In many cases, and I saw this when I was a kid growing up during the Vietnam War, many people who eventually realized that we had, A, been lied into the Vietnam War, and also realized that even though we were winning the battles, we were losing the war because the people in Washington weren't interested in winning the war. They would win a battlefield, and then they would abandon it and turn it back over to the enemy. It was nothing other than a training exercise for them. There's nothing more than a proving ground for their latest weapon system, and they didn't care a whit about the lives of the soldiers that were being squandered in Vietnam. And yet, for those of us who saw that, we're still reluctant to criticize it in many ways because we didn't want to criticize the soldiers who were, in many cases, were being misled, in many cases were, unfortunately, putting their trust in leaders who weren't worthy of trust. And to criticize the Vietnam War was, in many cases, a criticism of those soldiers. And even though they were being spitefully used and their lives were being destroyed, we didn't want to criticize them. And so in many cases, the criticism was pulled back. But we go back and we look at the insanity of World War One. It's now safe to criticize that because the leaders, even the soldiers who were used, abused, and slaughtered in that war are now long dead. And so we have the movie 1917. Everybody has said, it hasn't been available for us to look at it, but film critics who have looked at it said this is probably one of the best films ever made. There was also the film that came out last year about World War One by Peter Jackson, They Shall Not Grow Old. I've seen that. That's an amazing film. An amazing film. Went back and took black and white footage, corrected it for the herky-jerky speed movement because it was hand-cranked and so forth. He went back and he corrected the speed, did an excellent job of colorizing it, having it in color, having it at the correct speed. He had people narrating. He had older men who, anybody at the time he made this, of course, anybody who had been in that war was long since dead. So these are not the voices of the people who did it. But he had elderly people reading the statements and the memoirs of soldiers who were there. A masterful job of immersing you into that war. And then again, all this happens around the time of Christmas, and I'll never forget every year I think about the story of the first Christmas after the beginning of that First World War, and how troops from both sides, as the Germans began singing and playing Silent Night, they essentially created their own armistice. Hundreds of thousands of troops on both sides. And the military leaders were furious on both sides. They were the ones who wanted war. They took recriminations against those who were fraternizing with the enemy. But you know, after a little few more months of that, these guys were so invested in that you never had that happen again. And that is really the danger of war. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It was about 3.5 months ago, and I said on air, I'm going to religiously take my supplements. I'd always taken them in the past, but I forget, like everybody else, to stay on the regimen. Well, I've done it, and I've lost 39 pounds in less than 4 months, and my life is so amazing. And I still have cake and ice cream and pie, just like I did before. I'm exercising the same amount, but my body has the trace elements and the key things it needs, like the clean iodine in X2 and X3, and I take a good energy booster, like Turbo Force and Brain Force for my brain. And I take the fish oil and I take the turmeric and I take the knockout and I use the good toothpaste. It's fluoride free. That's got the tea tree oil and so much more at InfoWarsLife.com. 2020 is dawning. We have big sales, total clearance right now. No excuse for you not to go to the store and get these great products and experience them for yourself and fund the InfoWar. A total 360 win going into 2020. That's why it's more important than ever to keep InfoWars on the air. And only you can do that by getting great products at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWarsLife.com.
InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWarsLife.com. You go to that URL, it takes you to the subsection of InfoWarsStore.com where you find the 60-plus products where we've gone out and researched what is the best, what gives people the best results. We either private label it or we develop our own with top developers. And folks, I'm telling you, you can see the difference in me, my energy, my focus. I've lost almost 40 pounds in less than 4 months. It's incredible. So do yourself a favor. Try out the products if you've been on the fence. You can't lose except if you don't take action. Because when you buy the products, you're funding the operation that is always delivering thanks to your support and God's grace and our action. But you need these products. That's the real reason you want to get them, is because they're amazing. And then when you get great results, please tell others about it. Word of mouth. That's how we expand in the face of the NWO instead of imploding. We're fighting to win, and we are winning thanks to you. Please remember, without your financial support, we're not here. We've been demonized, sued, attacked by the globalists. That's fine. You're supporting us. We're overcoming it. We're still on air. We're expanding in some ways thanks to you. The year-end sale is extended for 3 more days. Storewide free shipping, double Patriot points, up to 70% off, and a bunch of stuff just sold out, and a bunch of stuff's about to sell out. So a lot of the sale is already ending with more than 20 items. More than 40 items are still on sale, but that's how you fund the operation. Plus, they're great products. Get your Wake Up America coffee experience with the best coffee out there at a great price. It funds the InfoWar. Get our new tooth whitening toothpaste. It's amazing. InfoWarStore.com. Just like our information is game-changing, our products really are amazing. Giant sales at InfoWarsStore.com. I can't tell you how vital it is to fund this operation and get great products at the same time, a total win-win. So take action now and be assured you're holding up the First Amendment in the face of the globalist. I'm Alex Jones, and this is 2020.
I keep my eye on the news all the time, but I miss the fact that in late 2019, just about 2 weeks ago, the CDC and the FDA approved live Ebola vaccine to be given inside the United States. And it is an experimental vaccine. It is live. It's not even attenuated. They've just genetically modified it, so it's supposedly not lethal. Same stuff they did with the Gardasil vaccine that's admittedly killed and maimed so many. This is just crazy. And the Congo's had the biggest outbreaks of Ebola ever since they started giving the vaccine there in the last few years. Oh, and of course, opening the borders up here and letting people in unvetted, the Democrats distribute across the country. You cannot make up the magnitude of this insanity. And it is an attempted Ebola assault on America. This is the New World Order.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
I'm ready for
I was just talking about the beginning of World War One. And, of course, before that first Christmas, when the war was only just a few months old, we had the truce, and it's been celebrated in several movies. There's even an opera. My daughter went to an opera to be exposed as part of her education to opera. But it was an opera about the Silent Night truce, that first Christmas. Now, these people overcame this situation. And why did it even start? I mean, you go back, you look at it. Well, you had this guy in Serbia assassinate the Archduke Ferdinand. It's like, who is that? Why would we go to war over that? Interesting parallels, quite frankly, to the assassination of Soleimani in many ways. Again, not exactly parallel, but you had geopolitical issues involved. You had the Austro-Hungarian Empire that was trying to assert its power over Serbia. You had the Serbian government who did not want that to happen. And you had a Serbian military leader, their intelligence community, their secret police, their spies, who are allied with a group called the Black Hand. And so there were questions when this assassination happened. Was this orchestrated by the Black Hand? Or was it orchestrated by the military, intelligence community there in Serbia? You know, a guy kind of like Soleimani. Well, the answer was yes, both, because they really were indistinguishable from each other. And we look at these different groups that are orchestrated, throughout the Middle East, and Soleimani was running some of those. But never forget that the outcome of all of this was not only 40 million people who died, that's civilian as well as military, in that first war, but you can also include in that the casualties from the Second World War, because it was really a continuation of that First World War, that failure of a war. And there was no reason other than regime change and geopolitics for that to happen. These people didn't have a fight. They didn't have a reason to fight. It's just as that assassination happened, you started having all these different countries start to take up sides on one side or the other. And, Russia gets in on one side, England gets in on another side, and on, and pretty much it's on. And it gets out of hand. They don't know how to pull it back. And as Travis was reminding me during the break, even after the politicians and the military leaders were able to shut down that Christmas truce, the soldiers on both sides, after having met the other people, were intentionally missing each other to the extent they had to move the soldiers to different venues, so that they would fight. But once you get a situation where for months just as they could meet these people and not want to shoot them, once they put them into a trench warfare scenario where their friend right next to them gets his head blown off, and they see that happen a number of times, now they are fully invested into it, and they don't really care how this whole thing started. That's why we have to have these kinds of discussions before we get involved in these kind of endless wars. Because once the shooting starts, once it escalates to, then there is no reason, there is no sanity in this. And this is why the politicians are so dead set on lying us into this. And let's talk about these lies. You know, we've got Mike Pompeo. Get that clip ready, our favorite clip of Mike Pompeo, our favorite quote. He's saying now the U.S. may attack more Iranian leaders. And he thinks the situation is well under control, and we're going to be bringing stability to the area. He actually said that this morning. Remember what else Mike Pompeo has said? Let's play that clip where he talked about the difference between West Point and the CIA. Here's Mike Pompeo to refresh your memory.
What's the cadet motto at West Point? You will not lie, cheat, or steal, or tolerate those who do. I was a CIA director. We lied, we cheated, we stole. It was like, we had entire training courses.
Yeah, you also assassinate, you also start wars for regime change. Wars like World War I. That's what you do. That's exactly what you do. And we've got Mike Pence jumping in on that too. Telling us this again now. You know, we heard all the lies about, Saddam. We gotta take Saddam Hussein out because not only weapons of mass destruction, but also because of 9/11. And now we got Mike Pence saying that as well. A bold-faced lie. How dare Mike Pence and Mike Pompeo hold themselves forth as Christians and then brag about lies and tell bold-faced lies about this? You know, I thought when I, before I got sick and I was going to be coming back over the Christmas holidays, this war that erupted from Christianity Today, the editor there, coming after President Trump, coming after Christians. You know, this year we had, instead of the usual war on Christmas, you know, we didn't have Megyn Kelly saying, Santa Claus is white. We all know that. Can't we say ho, ho, ho and Merry Christmas? No. It's gotten a little bit more specific now. We have a civil war against Christians by other Christians, the editor of Christianity Today, coming after people because they supported President Trump. It's like, I hope you can understand the difference between supporting somebody because of issues and statements and actions that they do and supporting everything about that person. There are no perfect people. And the editor of Christianity Today, above all people, should understand that. Does President Trump have personal flaws? Absolutely. Does he do a poor job of hiding his personal flaws and many other people who are so controlled and scripted? Of course. But quite frankly, why is the editor of Christianity Today not concerned about protecting innocent life through abortion? And of course, Mike Pence and President Trump have done more than Reagan or any other president since Roe v. Wade to talk about and to focus on the issue of the destruction of innocent life. And we should applaud him for that. And that it is a key difference between him. He actually has delivered on that issue in many ways. Now, there's more that could be done, but it's not just the president who needs to do something to overturn Roe v. Wade. It has to be overturned at the state and local level. Again, the Supreme Court has acted unconstitutionally to impose their views of when life begins, the definition of marriage, and many other issues to unconstitutionally impose those on the states who have the lawful jurisdiction to define those very things, and have defined those things with both referenda as well as constitutional amendments and state laws, and those state laws stand because that authority has never been delegated to the Supreme Court, let alone the federal government at any level. So we have situations like that. We have the Democrats who have signed on to destroy any last vestige of free speech and the free expression of religion with their so-called Equality Act. Where are these people at Christianity Today and these others who are going to criticize that? Why don't they say anything about that? Why don't they say anything about a foreign policy that has destroyed Christianity throughout the Middle East? That is the foreign policy of Obama, the foreign policy of George W. Bush, and now it is the foreign policy of President Trump. They don't criticize President Trump for that, however. They criticize him because they think that his speech is rude. This is the insanity of where we are right now. But when we look at what's going on with Soleimani and with these other organizations that he was allied with, do you realize that he was one of the key people who was fighting ISIS? He allied himself with the Syrian government. You know, the Syrians, the Russians, and Soleimani, the Iranians, did more to defeat ISIS than the U.S. did. The U.S., under John McCain and the CIA, were arming, funding, training, supporting these people. Perhaps that's why he was assassinated. That's just the conspiracy theory in me. But he led the fight against ISIS. And these organizations, the PMU that he was, that have now been characterized as terrorist organizations, the people that he was meeting with at the time he was assassinated with, these PMUs were also fighting ISIS. And they were part of the U.S. coalition that was fighting ISIS. And understand, we had the American military that was, on one hand, fighting ISIS, while we got the CIA and other people like that aiding ISIS, people like John McCain. So even within the United States government, we have two different factions, one of them fighting ISIS, the other one helping ISIS. But the PMU was allied with people who were fighting ISIS at the time. And the PMU is Iraq's Popular Mobilization Units. The U.S. was arming them with weapons, even as we were arming ISIS at the same time. After the victory over ISIS, these PMUs were officially integrated into the Iraqi army. And then the U.S. declared them to be Iranian-backed militias. After they were integrated into the Iraqi army, the U.S. declared them to be Iranian-backed militias. After we had supported them in the fight against ISIS. You see, the lines between good and evil are not very well drawn here, are they?
The best product, I'm not supposed to be biased, but I'm going to tell you all now, if you haven't tried TurboForce, you need to try it. I've tried TurboForce with everything. Sometimes, you know, I went a little bit crazy. I put TurboForce in my coffee. That was a crazy week. I don't remember sleeping, but as far as the products go, TurboForce is my favorite, and all the InfoWars products are down to taking control of your life, taking control of your health, not relying on other people to do it for you. Nobody wakes up in the morning and thinks, I'm going to give that person over there a better life. I'm going to wake up today. You know what? I'm going to spend my entire day trying to make that guy over there healthier, happier, and richer. I'm going to make sure he gets a Ferrari and a girlfriend. I don't think that happens very often. It's never happened to me. I've never had anyone knock on my door and said, Tate, you're such a good guy. How can I improve your life in every single way? There's only one person who woke up and thought that, and that was me. I woke up and thought, you know what? Okay, I want to take control of my life. I want to take control of my health. And that's why you need to go to InfoWars.com, take control of your health right now, and support the resistance. Don't buy into the groupthink. Don't drink the Kool-Aid. Drink the Turbo Force. Kool-Aid's bad and the Turbo Force is good.
I would thank you for everything you've done for the InfoWar, but I know you're like me. You don't want my thanks. You want victory over the globalists and these devil-worshipping child molesters, and you want them off your back and off your children's back. And you know what? I'm the same way, and that's why we're on the same damn team. And it's why InfoWars has been delivering time and time again when it's clutch time to focus the people on taking action against the globalists, because I'm committed to a future for humanity, and I know you are as well. So thank you in 2019 for standing with us, because you are the InfoWar, and I want to thank you for committing to stand with us in 2020 however you can. From the bottom of my heart, from my family, and from the great crew at InfoWars, I want to thank you all, because you are the InfoWar, and you know that's not just words, that's reality. You have made history. We have made history together. InfoWars.com only has power because of you, and I suggest you use it.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
You know, as we look at what's happening, I was talking about the PMU, these militias that the U.S. has now characterized as Iranian-controlled militias. Remember that we were giving them weapons in the fight against ISIS. They became part of the Iraqi military after ISIS was defeated. And again, Soleimani was part of that, as were the Russians, as were the Syrians, as were elements of America, but other parts of, the American government, John McCain, the CIA, were assisting ISIS because it was part of their regime change plan that, as Wesley Clark pointed out to us many, many years ago, they have a plan. They want to take out Syria. They want to take out Iran. They want to take out Iraq and so forth. They had a plan to take out all these different countries. This is not something that was organic. This was a U.S. plan of dominoes of regime change throughout the area. And again, we were playing both sides of this. And perhaps Soleimani was as well. This guy was not a good guy. He's widely hated by many people in Iran, as we saw. He has slaughtered his own people who have protested the ruthless regime that was a result of the CIA's imposition of the Shah of Iran. You know, we have the radical Ayatollahs in Iran because of the boneheaded coup that was done by the CIA back in 1953. We created these people. We created the Ayatollahs with our bad policies, and we more specifically created ISIS. And so the PMU, as well as Soleimani, had been fighting ISIS, after it ended, they characterized them as Iranian-backed militias. Washington, remember, in these latest attacks, if we just back up a couple of steps in this, after a U.S. contractor was killed somewhere in the area, then they responded by killing a little bit more than two dozen people that were associated with a PMU, one of these PMU units, despite a peace agreement between Baghdad and Washington to avoid this exact situation. After Soleimani's assassination, Washington continued airstrikes on PMU targets throughout the country. So you have an American contractor that's killed. We then, in turn, killed two dozen people that we believe are part of these the PMU units that were responsible for that. Then these PMU units, perhaps led by, encouraged by Soleimani, attacked the U.S. embassy. And then Soleimani is assassinated. Pompeo, Trump, other officials claim that Soleimani was planning an imminent attack on Americans. And yet we've seen no evidence of that. It's plausible, but we haven't seen any evidence of that. And remember that just as we saw the failed attempt to create a war last year. Remember, as the Japanese Prime Minister Abe was meeting with Iran, trying to broker a peace, there was a Japanese tanker that was had a couple of explosions. It was attacked. Immediately, Pompeo and others say, well, these are mines that were done by the Iraqis. By the Iranians, and therefore that is justification for us to go in and attack them. However, it made absolutely no sense because why would they attack a Japanese freighter at the time the Japanese prime minister is meeting with them? And then there's also the eyewitnesses on board the Japanese freighter that said, no, these were not mines. They were flying missiles that came in, and they were well above the waterline. And we have a similar situation with that, with the Soleimani visit, which I will tell you about when we come back. Stay with us. I'm going to take your phone calls. That number is 888-201-2244. If you want to join the program, give me your comments. That's 888-201-2244. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I spend a lot of time reminding the InfoWars family of listeners and viewers that without you, we won't be on the air. And I spend a lot of time thanking you. But I really think you should thank yourself for keeping us on the air and really changing the world for the better and raising the alarm as modern Paul Revere's. But something I should spend more time on is just reminding you that these products are really amazing. You've got that pledge from me, but you've seen the third-party test out there, the air filtration, the water filtration. The supplements are all the very best you're going to find out there. And you can't fund an operation anywhere else that's fighting the globalist this hard. So it's not a burden to support InfoWars. It really is something that is good for everybody, that stands for justice and freedom and makes your life and your family's life and your children's life so much better. So visit InfoWarsStore.com today.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I got a couple more things I want to say about what's going on with Iran, Iraq, and so forth. And I want to take your phone calls, get your comments on this as well. That number, if you want to join the program, is 888-201-2244. That's 888-201-2244. And before I continue, I just want to remind you of the specials that we have at InfoWarsStore.com, because that's what supports this program. And we desperately need your support. We have been the focus of the people who want to control information. That's very important for them. When they want to put out a lying narrative to lie us into war, when they want to affect the election, they want to make sure that there is no open, honest discussion of this. They want to make sure that you only hear one narrative. And it's even more important on social media, because social media and the internet gives them the ability to measure whether or not you are buying their story in a way that they never could with broadcast propaganda. You know, broadcasting took propaganda to an all-new level, from the yellow journalism that lied us into wars with newspapers. With broadcast, they were able to make it a lot more visceral and a lot more penetrating. But once they got to the internet and social media, they're able to measure your responses. And they're able to echo it. If they shut down honest humans who are out there sharing their opinion, they can flood it with bots. And that's exactly what they're doing. I had a user share with me what Google is now embedded into their Chrome browser, just like Microsoft embedded NewsGuard into their broadcaster, where they give you a check mark. They say, well, you know, anything that comes from the New York Times or the Washington Post, you can believe it. You know, even though they've had to walk back many items that they've lied about. You know, they've lied about getting us into wars, and they've lied about other articles, things, news stories that they've won Pulitzer Prizes for. They've been caught lying about that. But, of course, you can believe anything they have to say, but don't believe anything. Don't believe anything that InfoWars has to say. And I had somebody show me, I retweeted it on Libertarian, if you want to see it there. He said, look at this. I just installed this extension into Google's Chrome browser, and it labels you as an untrustworthy source. And anybody that comments on this is get a red warning. You know, when you get on their browser, go to Twitter, it labels me as a liar immediately. Everything that I say is a lie. And, of course, everything that they say is true. That's the kind of simple-mindedness that they're working on. Like I said earlier in the program, that's why these people, the CIA and CNN, are coming after Babylon Bee now, saying, hey, look at this. These satire things that are out there. These people are retweeting that. They actually think that it's true. Now, satire is a very devastating weapon. Saul Alinsky pointed that out in his Rules for Radicals. He said satire is the most devastating weapon because there's no defense against it. They want to be able to have their satire with, Stephen Colbert and the other liberal shows, Saturday Night Live. They've pretty much had a monopoly on that. But if we come back with a satire, oh, people will believe that. We can't allow that to be out there. That's not true. We got to fact check everything that the Babylon Bee satire site says. And as I pointed out, they tried to get me thrown off Daily Beast. So folks, we really do need your support to keep free speech alive, to keep your free speech alive. It's not just the free press. It's your ability to be able to comment and to, speak about this. And so if you want to support us, take a look at the sale that we have at InfoWars Store right now. We have up to 75% off plus free shipping. We have 60% off on Knockout, 60% off on Brain Force. We have 50% off on Super Silver and Super Blue Fluoride Free Original Toothpaste. We have many, many discounts at InfoWarsStore.com. Vasobeat, 60% off, almost sold out. Take a look at the specials we have. Free shipping, 50, 60, 75% off at InfoWarsStore.com because we want to help you to help yourself, to help your health, and to keep free speech alive as well. Very important at this point in time. Before we go to your calls, real quickly, I want to say one more thing about Vice President Pence and the incredible statements that he's making now about 9/11. You know, it wasn't that long ago that we saw these kind of pronouncements. You know, immediately we said, well, you know, Soleimani, he was there. He was going to attack other Americans and so forth. Maybe that was true. Maybe it wasn't. But it wasn't that long ago, not that long ago, that we were lied to up one side and down the other. And it was the third time in a row that they had done it, talking about how, you know, just as Syrian forces were closing in and taking out an ISIS stronghold. Look at this. The Syrian president did the very thing that would invite us to get involved against him, and that is gassing his own people. And every one of those times, it was a lie. And in the last time they did it, in Douma, they added to it the idea that the Russians, who were allied with the Syrians, had attacked a double agent who had lived for many, many years in the UK, Skripal. And immediately we were told, well, it was Novichok, and that means that it was the Russians. And we eventually learned that they had never even tested that. As a matter of fact, they didn't test it for many, many months. And when they did, it would have been severely degraded. The OPCW lab that tested that said, well, it was primarily BZ gas, which would explain why nobody died. It would also explain why the doctor, who would have also been dead if it had been Novichok, the doctor who treated Skripal and his daughter for 30 minutes, thought that they had an opioid overdose because that would be the symptoms of BZ gas. And then the OPCW lab also added as a footnote, we did find Novichok, but it was a pristine, undegraded sample of Novichok. In other words, it was just added. That was a lie. We have now had OPCW inspectors who have, and we've seen the documents because they've been released by WikiLeaks. I've reported on this for a very long time, that it was a lie. And now we have the internal documents released saying that the OPCW inspectors were pointing out that this did not happen, and yet the people who ran the organization, people like Nikki Haley, people like Theresa May, people like the Pentagon, lied to us about that in order to get us to escalate a war. And it was Robert Fisk who went to the area first and said, this was not a gas attack. These people were having respiratory issues because of dust, and it was a white helmet who lied to people about that. Now we've got the documents. So we've seen these people lying to us about all these regime change issues. And as I was saying before, you know, when we look at the attacks against Christians and saying, you know, you have no ideas about the how grave President Trump's moral failings are. Look, we understand where President Trump is. We also understand that these people don't care about Christian persecution of Americans, even, which is being lined up by the Democrats with their Equality Act. Make no mistake about it. As much as I have a problem with President Trump over what he is doing right now in Iran and Iraq, make no mistake about it, the Democrats will do exactly the same thing. They have done exactly the same thing. And the difference is going to be on some of these ancillary issues that are not really ancillary. They're still very important issues. And there is a big difference in that. But it is undermined when you have people who hold themselves forth like Vice President Pence, and he lies to us to tell us that the Iranians were part of 9/11. Do you realize the Saudis were actually part of this? Do you realize you got still have victims, American victims, who are trying to get compensation, and the U.S. government is hiding the involvement of the Saudis? I don't believe the narrative about the planes taking down, two planes taking down three buildings. But the Saudis were accomplices in whatever was done in that insider attack. When we come back, we'll go to your calls. Hang on, I'll get right back to you. As soon as we come back, we'll be right back. That number is 888-201-2244.
Just during the break, I went and got a delicious cup, a second cup of the day. It's really strong. I shouldn't do this because all work and no play makes Jack a really aggressive boy, and the coffee adds to it. But Wake Up America coffee that everybody loves, highest rated in the Chiapas Mountains. It's beyond Mexican coffee, beyond Guatemalan coffee. It's the best coffee in the world. It's right on the border between the two countries in those rainforests. Hand selected. It's beyond organic. Wild crafted. Wake Up America coffee. People are blown away by how good it is. Same stuff sold in Whole Foods on another name for $30 for the same size container. Yes, folks, we've been selling it 10 years, never raised the price. $19.95 for that big old bag. 99% reviews, 598 reviews, 4.9 stars on third-party sites. Sign up for auto ship, additional 10% off. Get it auto-delivered to you, so don't forget to get it each month or every 2 months. You can click out to 9 months whenever you want the new order coming in. 15 days up to 9 months. Patriot Blend Medium Roast only has a 98% out of 814 reviews. It's not as popular. Anyways, it's all at InfoWarsStore.com. Owl Killer in New Jersey. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, hey, I just want to say it's great to be back once again, and I've never gotten to do this, but I'm going to give you a shout-out for your product. So that Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste and that Super Blue whitening toothpaste is on another level. I use the Super Blue in the morning and then the whitening at night, and it absorbs into your gum. It is by far the best product that I've ever used in my life. I literally just took TurboForce on my way to the gym right now. I've had 4 shoulder surgeries and a back surgery, and that body has made me feel better than any type of physical therapy or anything that I've ever done in my life. So I just want to get that out of the way. Support this man. Everything that he exposed. Nobody knew about Bohemian Grove. Nobody knew about Epstein. Nobody knew about Bilderberg. Nobody called 9/11 before it happened in July 2001. Go look it up yourself.
Well, we try our best, sir. They definitely want us off the air. Without you, we're not here. But yeah, these are all great products. So thank you, sir. In the year 2020, crazed leftists are literally crawling out of their political graves and attacking Americans that dare not submit to their bullying. 2020. 2020 is here. And despite all the globalist efforts, thanks to you, the listeners and viewers, InfoWars is still on the air in 2020. So remember, it's a great way to get healthy and get in shape and focus your mind with the products at InfoWarsLife.com and fund the InfoWar. It's a total 360 win. All you've got to do is take action. The only way we fail is if you don't take action. These are amazing products. InfoWarsLife.com is more essential than ever
ever to get high-quality products to boost your mental and physical lifestyle, clarity, and so much more. And it funds the InfoWar, InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsLife.com, end of the year 2020, and InfoWarsLife.com. Take action now.
It's either happened to every person listening, or it's happened to someone you know. Everybody is well aware of the fact that most people that end up getting the flu have taken the flu vaccine right before they get it, and that they get the worst case of the flu of their life. But still, like concentration camp victims, they line up at the different pharmacies and clinics to get the injections. It doesn't matter that studies, mainline government studies in Canada and Europe show that when you take the flu vaccine, it doubles your chances of getting the flu the next season by lowering your immunity. It goes on and on. Or the fact that the governments have never guessed the next year's mutation, that the flu vaccine has never, ever even worked. But how do you prove up a hoax? You keep the giant hoax going. No wonder we've got one of the worst flu seasons on record happening right now.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I wanted to get some of your comments about what's going on. And that number, if you want to join the program, is 888-201-2244. We've got several callers who are on the line and holding. Let's go first to Chris in Chicago. Thank you, Chris, for holding. You wanted to talk about the airstrike? Go ahead.
David, welcome back.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's, Chicago loves you, man.
Thank you.
So the, you know, there's a couple questions here. You know, listening over the last couple days, there's been kind of like two opposing views here. Joel Skousen seems to think that Trump's being played by the deep state. And then Steve Chinnick the other day was saying how taking Soleimani out was, you know, actually a good thing and created sort of a paradoxical outcome by allowing the Iranian people to sort of rise up, which would be bad for Khomeini. I guess my two questions are, who exactly advises Trump on this to move forward? Like, names of people, maybe we could figure out.
Well, I'll tell you one name, and I mentioned it earlier in the program. Gina Haspel is a director of the CIA. And Gina Haspel was the one who was feeding fake intelligence to Colin Powell, to George W. Bush, and others, that she obtained, that the CIA had obtained via torture. And once the officials learned of that, they said, wait a minute, I think we've been had, because you can get these people to say anything if you torture them. And we were had. We were lied into that war about lies of weapons of mass destruction that were the product of torture. And now she is the CIA head. You know, personnel is policy. That's the axiom, right? And it is absolutely true. It was a giant mistake of President Trump to put her in as head of the CIA. I don't know if that was some kind of a internal political move that he wanted to do, or if he just admired her for torturing, because he does think that torture is effective. But President Trump understands that we were lied into that first Iraq war with weapons of mass destruction lies. And he should also understand that those lies came from Gina Haspel and the CIA's torture program that he thinks is great because it works. Well, it doesn't work. It's also not moral. It's also not legal. And so, you know, that's one of the places where that's coming from. Look, I respect Joel Skousen. And I think that the deep state is lying to President Trump. He has said many times that he wants to get out of these wars, and you immediately have somebody at the Pentagon say, no, that's not going to happen. You know, just like we did with this letter. Now, the letter, I don't know what happened with that letter that said, all right, you know, you voted and you said you'd like for us to leave. We'll work on that. And they said, well, you know, that was a mistake. It wasn't supposed to go out. It was a draft and so forth. Well, I don't know why we wouldn't respect the wishes of the Iraqi people, because the wishes of the Iraqi people coincide with the wishes of the American people, as we expressed in the election of President Trump. We want to get out of there as well. And why aren't we getting out of there? Well, it's because of the career bureaucrats and CIA people who want to keep us in. And all this stuff about that Steve Pachinik has said about, oh, well, you know, I think it's a great thing. We're going to, this is all going to work out for us. Why are we listening to anybody that worked for the CIA? going back to 1953. They are the source of all these problems. They are the ones who created the Ayatollahs when they overthrew that election and they put in the Shah of Iran and the Savak secret police and so forth. That is the fruit of that kind of thinking from the CIA. The only person I'll listen to from the CIA is John Kiriakou, who was put in jail for exposing the crimes of Gina Haspel and others. Your comment.
Yes, sir. No, I'm kind of, that's the way I was kind of leaning, because once again, yes, Chinnick being a product of the CIA. The other thing, when you bring up this whole scenario, a lot of people comment on it that don't understand the historical context, you know, Operation Ajax, so on and so forth. The other thing that I'd like to say is, you know, doesn't Iran, aren't they friendly to Persian Jews, which sort of like, if they wanted to kill all the Jews on the planet, wouldn't they start in their own country with the ones that live there? And also, isn't there a faction of the Persian Jews who actually have a seat in parliament there? It's kind of like the, when you bring up Assad and how he protects Christians, the propaganda is so great.
Yeah.
That you're the
well, you know, we had a Catholic clergyman in Aleppo. Everybody remembers Aleppo except for Gary Johnson, right? He never, I don't know that Gary Johnson still to this day knows what's going on in Aleppo. It was probably hammered into him pretty well. But Aleppo, of course, is the scene of some of the most vicious fighting by ISIS, some of the most vicious persecution of Christians by ISIS, the same people that John McCain's CIA were giving weapons and money to. And you have a Catholic clergyman who held a mass to honor Soleimani, because he said this guy helped to eradicate ISIS here. And what did our ISIS allies do in Syria? They were eradicating Christianity. And that has happened everywhere where we are. That has happened under our occupation in Afghanistan. That has happened under our occupation in Iraq. When we go in and we win and we mission accomplish an area, what we have seen throughout the Middle East is that Christianity is eviscerated. So, things are not really that clearly black and white, good and evil, are they? You know, we've got situations that you would not expect where under the guy that we absolutely must get rid of in Syria, you had a toleration of Christianity. And then under our allies that we were supplying, they were eradicated in Iraq, Afghanistan, and also the areas that were controlled by ISIS that John McCain and others were supplying, with others with the CIA. So, it really is not as clear-cut and as simple as we're being told by the Pentagon and by the press.
Yes, sir. One other thing real quick, David. Is there any credence to the concept that the reason the deep state wants Iran taken out is because they're not controlled by Rothschild Bank? I mean, I've heard that for a few years now, kind of like when.
Well, I don't know if that's true or not. That would certainly look. If we go back, we've got the documents because we saw them from WikiLeaks. We could know that their big grief, their big beef with Muammar Gaddafi was not because he was attacking people anymore. He had done that, but he hadn't done that for decades. Their beef with him was that he was setting up a hard a currency that was backed by hard metal, silver and gold, and he was setting up a currency that was going to go up against the central banks and their fiat currencies. That was in memos from Hillary Clinton that were exposed by WikiLeaks. There is absolutely an element of big money, whether it's a military-industrial complex or the banking system, that is involved in every one of these wars. Make no mistake about it. It's always been that way. Going back to Smedley Butler, that's always been the case. The case here, I don't know. Yeah.
Well, I guess the final thought here is, I mean, you know, sure, this guy was a bad guy, but once again, you got to look at the outcome. The outcome has moved us closer to what the military-industrial complex wants, is another war. So, I mean, it was always better if they just left this guy alone. But anyway, thank you, David. I appreciate it, man.
Well, thank you, Chris. Yeah, they don't care. They don't care about defending America, and you can see that at the border. That's why, never forget, when these people start talking about how we have to defend America, they will not defend our own border, where they have created a failed narco state with their United Nations war on drugs. That is a UN agenda. And it has created a nation that has more violence than even Syria. And they will not defend us against that. And these people who prattle on about American security and protecting Americans, all they want is war. They are the Department of War. They will not defend us. They put us at risk. We'll be right back with more of your calls. That number is, we don't have that number up, but we'll be right back. Stay with us. I'll give you that number when we come back. 888-201-2244.
The globalists know that I will never willingly give up. I've said it many times. I will never give in. I will never give up, but I could give out. And it's very, very frustrating to see them committing all their crimes against humanity, to see evil running rampant like this, and to know that most Americans have already been silenced in cyberspace, that most Americans have already been shadow banned by big tech, and to know that most Americans feel powerless and don't realize how much power they have by spreading the word about NewsWars.com, InfoWars.com, and Band.video, and that people are hungry for the truth now more than ever, and that if you tell people, hey, the banned truth they don't want you to have is at InfoWars.com/show and Band.video. So take heart, folks. They've had to censor everybody and shut everybody down because the truth is powerful and they can't beat us fair and square. Please remember, without your financial support, we're not here. We've been demonized, sued, attacked by the globalists. That's fine. You're supporting us. We're overcoming it. We're still on air. We're expanding in some ways thanks to you. The year-end sale is extended for 3 more days. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, up to 70% off, and a bunch of stuff just sold out, and a bunch of stuff's about to sell out, so a lot of the sale is already ending with more than 20 items. More than 40 items are still on sale, but that's how you fund the operation. Plus, they're great products. Get your Wake Up America coffee experience with the best coffee out there at a great price. The funds the InfoWar. Get our new tooth whitening toothpaste. It's amazing. InfoWarStore.com. Just like our information is game-changing, our products really are amazing. Giant sales at InfoWarsStore.com. I can't tell you how vital it is to fund this operation and get great products at the same time, a total win-win. So take action now and be assured you're holding up the First Amendment in the face of the globalist. I'm Alex Jones, and this is 2020.
I keep my eye on the news all the time, but I miss the fact that in late 2019, just about 2 weeks ago, the CDC and the FDA approved live Ebola vaccine to be given inside the United States. And it is an experimental vaccine. It is live. It's not even attenuated. They've just genetically modified it so it's supposedly not lethal. Same stuff they did with the Gardasil vaccine that's admittedly killed and maimed so many. This is just crazy. And the Congo's had the biggest outbreaks of Ebola ever since they started giving the vaccine there in the last few years. Oh, and of course, opening the borders up here and letting people in unvetted, the Democrats distribute across the country. You cannot make up the magnitude of this insanity. And it is an attempted Ebola assault on America. This is the New World Order.
It was about 3.5 months ago, and I said on air, I'm going to religiously take my supplements. I'd always taken them in the past, but I forget, like everybody else, to stay on the regimen. Well, I've done it, and I've lost 39 pounds in less than 4 months, and my life is so amazing. And I still have cake and ice cream and pie, just like I did before. I'm exercising the same amount, but my body has the trace elements and the key things it needs, like the clean iodine in X2 and X3. And I take a good energy booster, like Turbo Force and Brain Force for my brain. And I take the fish oil, and I take the turmeric, and I take the knockout, and I use the good toothpaste. It's fluoride-free. That's got the tea tree oil and so much more at InfoWarsLife.com. 2020 is dawning. We have big sales, total clearance right now. No excuse for you not to go to the store and get these great products and experience them for yourself and fund the InfoWar. A total 360 win going into 2020. That's why it's more important than ever to keep InfoWars on the air. And only you can do that by getting great products at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Making sense common again. This is The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We've got callers on the line, and we want to get to them right away. Let's go to Gerald in North Carolina. Thank you for holding, Gerald. Go ahead.
Yeah, David. Glad to hear your voice again.
Thank you.
I just got a few short comments, and then I got a question for you. You know, I stood in line for Trump when he ran and believed what he's saying. For the first time as an adult in my life, I really believed that maybe he would change things. And then I always say about politicians, watch what they do, not what they say.
That's right.
And
that's right.
And I did that with Obama. You know, Obama fired a bunch of generals and replaced them with his. Trump didn't replace those generals. He left mm-hmm. them in there. And
that's right.
He put the deep state that he ran against all around him. He pushed with Paul Ryan, the Medicare thing, the Obamacare thing, which was just as bad. And the border's wide open. He's going through impeachment now. And during this whole big impeachment, the Democrats agreed to push through the UMCA, which is really not that good for us, and the big budget that Trump said he'd never do again. Right in the middle of it, they all did this when everybody was talking about it. And everybody's making excuses that poor Trump's getting this and poor Trump's getting that. And it's almost like he just doesn't have a clue what's going on. You think it's possible that maybe we were just taken in and they actually let him get elected like they always do with every president?
Well, you know, I've said in the past that if you have a close election, and I said this before Trump was elected, I said if it's close, they will rig it by going into the big cities. If it's a blowout, and they did get a blowout in many different areas, they will go ahead and let Trump come in, and then they'll find other ways to take him down. And, of course, that's exactly what we did see, in my opinion. All of this talk about how Hillary Clinton won the election and everything, they padded the popular vote in the big cities, but it still wasn't enough, and it didn't work because we had the Electoral College. That's why they want to get rid of the Electoral College, because it is something of a hedge against that kind of corruption that typically focuses in the big cities, the areas that are democratically controlled. So I think that there really wasn't anything that they could do at that point. Rather, they immediately came after anybody that President Trump had on his side, like General Flynn, who really did represent change, who really did represent the agenda that President Trump had run on. They immediately took out those people. President Trump foolishly put in a lot of people who were not with him on the issues. I mean, starting out with Rex Tillerson. I pointed out how this guy was somebody who was fully on board with the climate change agenda, even though he was an Exxon official. And I would say because he was an Exxon official. When I started, you know, when it was rumored that he was going to be put in, I said, this is going to be a disaster. And a lot of people said, you're crazy. Yeah, he worked for a big oil company. He's not on with climate change. You don't understand that the big oil companies want these kind of climate change regulations. Nevertheless, he had a lot of bad appointments, as you mentioned, many of them. We also had Gary Cohen, Goldman Sachs. That guy was given a couple $100 million as a golden parachute because they wanted him so badly in the Trump administration. And so he surrounded himself with neocons, with bankers, with people who were against his agenda. It's exactly the opposite of what Donald Trump had always done as a businessman. As a businessman, he had always gone in with people who were loyal and competent. And instead, what he went in with as president, he went in and chose people who were disloyal, incompetent, and on the other side and going to oppose him with everything they did. And we all have seen what's happened. You know, the personnel that he put in there has really undermined things. But as President Trump was talking about ending these foreign wars, I was always concerned because of his support for torture, because of his love of the military, that many times we see people who were never in the military, and they have an inordinate affection for the military. Many times they don't really the affection is not for the men and women in uniform. The affection is for military power. And that's been a concern of mine with President Trump from the very beginning. These manifestations where he wanted to have parades and so forth. But let's understand that all of the things that we're disappointed in President Trump for, There are many things that he did right and many things that, you know, we've got a lot of our freedoms that are hanging by a thread. And even if President Trump hasn't sufficiently defended free speech, we understand that the Democrats are coming not only for our free speech, but they're coming for our free exercise of religion and many other issues. And so there is still a distinction between President Trump. Just like when we're talking about this Christianity Today editor. Yeah, President Trump is not a perfect man. And you're never going to find a politician that's going to be perfect on these issues. I was very disappointed in Ronald Reagan when he got elected president. Many things that he was going to do, like get rid of the Department of Education, instead he made it stronger. But there were many accomplishments of the Reagan administration. And there's been many accomplishments of the Trump administration as well. And he does realize some of these existential threats, even if he's not still doing the right thing. And so, you know, when you look at this, I wish there was somebody else on the scene that would be a better candidate. But quite frankly, the Democrats are far, far worse. I can't find anything that I agree with these people. They are completely authoritarian. They're Marxist. They want to destroy everything about this country. They despise this country. And even if President Trump is wrong on issues like this, and I believe he is severely wrong on this issue, these other people are far more dangerous, I think. Gerald, what do you think?
Well, I mean, everything you say, I agree with, and I pretty well up to speed on everything. It's just that, you know, like the central bank says, they don't care who's in, you know, the Rothschild said, who's in power, where they just want to control the money, and they'll just let everybody play the game. And it's, you know, I just don't hear anybody say the possibility of maybe Trump's a ringer. You know, I did hear Alex say one time, maybe Trump's holding their hands like we're in hospice to make us feel good as he's taking us down. He did say that one day, and I thought it was funny, and it's possible. And I think it could be possible because he has doing a mixed bag, and he, you know, there's a mixed bag out there on Trump, you know, good and bad. But overall, if you look what's going on over, I mean, Obama wasn't afraid to fire a general.
That's right.
Put in his people. Trump isn't doing any of that.
Well, you know, Obama was not afraid to go in and have his Department of Homeland Security, Jan Napolitano, say, we're not going to enforce the law on immigration. We're going to have deferred action on childhood arrivals, DACA. That was an executive order from a subordinate of Obama, and yet we are told by the press, we're told by the judges who have declared that they have supremacy over us, that President Trump can't undo an executive order of Obama, and President Trump plays along with that. So it is troubling to see that, but just understand that, and here's the takeaway, okay? We don't really have much of a choice when it comes to president. I mean, the Democrats are far worse. They everything that we disagree with President Trump on, they are you know, on his side with, essentially. But the solution is, I think, that one thing that we can understand is that even when you have somebody who is very intelligent, like President Trump, somebody who is very accomplished, like President Trump, the federal government has become so out of control, so much money and power is in Washington, that no individual can control it. I think that's really the takeaway. We need to stop putting our faith in the office of presidency. It is a hope that is going to continue to disappoint us in the same way that we expect that because we elect a particular president that somehow that's going to fix the court situation. We have to confront this directly, and we have to confront it at the state and local level. We have to take power back from Washington. We have to take power away from the Supreme Court. We have to destroy judicial supremacy. And we're not going to do that by electing the right guy as president. And so we can, you know, get somebody who's not going to be as bad as the Democrats, but we're not going to solve these problems unless we take back our liberty at the local and state level. Liberty is never given. It is only taken. And they've taken it from us, and it's time we take it back. And we're not going to take it back by electing somebody as a supreme leader in Washington. One person can't do it. It's too big. It's too complicated. We'll be right back with more of your calls.
Knock on wood, I am not tempting fate. But everybody around the office, especially folks that have worked there a long time, have noticed that I really don't ever get sick. Now, again, I might get sick tomorrow because I just made that statement. I'm not tempting fate. I'll say that again. Because I am superstitious when it comes down to that. I'm very thankful to the good Lord for the Constitution I've been given.
But up until about 8-9 years ago, when I started taking X2, the products in InfoWars Life, I still got sick every couple of years. And, you know, I still get sore throats from allergies and pollen and things like that. But now that I religiously take the products at InfoWars Life, one of the highest quality supplements you're going to find out there, I just never get a fever anymore. It's probably been 3-4 years since I've had a fever. It's just crazy. So I chalk it up to genetics and the great products. Andy in Florida. Thank you, Andy. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I love you, man. We love you. Before I go ahead and talk about the topic at hand, I got to talk about one of your products. A little bit about me. I'm 245 pounds. I work about 10 to 13 hours a day at UPS. And make a long story short, I used to have a problem with Adderall. I do have ADHD, but, you know, I was taking Adderall for its energy boosting properties. You know, I kind of got a little out of hand. And, you know, I listen to you religiously in my truck every day. So I tried your Turbo Force, and really, it's a cliche. This product changed my life, but Turbo Force really changed my life. Needless to say, I no longer take Adderall, and I get by literally the 13 hours a day I work on a half of a packet of your Turbo Force. And if you take a half a packet, that's literally a dollar a day, and you save so much money versus, you know, a Monster, which is what, $4.99. And I, you know, I just had to call in and tell you guys how great Turbo Force is. And if anybody's on the fence, they really have to try it.
We're really proud of Turbo Force, so thank you, sir. Commit to buy a lot of your products at InfoWarsStore.com, then help us spread the word, and let's just get busy. InfoWarsStore.com. Just during the break, I went and got a delicious cup, my second cup of the day. It's really strong. I shouldn't do this because all work and no play makes Jack a really aggressive boy, and the coffee adds to it. But Wake Up America coffee that everybody loves, highest rated in the Chiapas Mountains. It's beyond Mexican coffee, beyond Guatemalan coffee. It's the best coffee in the world. It's right on the border between the two countries in those rainforests. Hand-selected. It's beyond organic. Wild-crafted. Wake Up America coffee. People are blown away by how good it is. Same stuff sold in Whole Foods under another name for $30 for the same size container. Yes, folks, we've been selling it 10 years, never raised the price. $19.95 for that big old bag. 99% reviews, 598 reviews, 4.9 stars on third-party sites. Sign up for auto ship, additional 10% off. Get it auto-delivered to you, so don't forget to get it each month or every 2 months. You can click out to 9 months whenever you want the new order coming in. 15 days up to 9 months. Patriot Blend Medium Roast only has a 98% out of 814 reviews. It's not as popular. Anyways, it's all at InfoWarsStore.com.
I keep my eye on the news all the time, but I miss the fact that in late 2019, just about 2 weeks ago, the CDC and the FDA approved live Ebola vaccine to be given inside the United States. And it is an experimental vaccine. It is live. It's not even attenuated. They've just genetically modified it so it's supposedly not lethal. Same stuff they did with the Gardasil vaccine that's admittedly killed and maimed so many. This is just crazy. And the Congo's had the biggest outbreaks of Ebola ever since they started giving the vaccine there in the last few years. Oh, and of course, opening the borders up here and letting people in unvetted, the Democrats distribute across the country. You cannot make up the magnitude of this insanity. And it is an attempted Ebola assault on America. This is the New World Order.
You're listening to the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We've got one more segment. I want to try to get through as many callers as I can. I've got Casey, Mark, Tina, CRP up. Let's go to Casey in Oklahoma first. Thank you for holding, Casey.
Morning. How are you doing this morning?
Doing good.
Good to hear you back on the air.
Thank you. Thank you. It's good to be back.
I'm really, I stood in line, like the other caller said. I stood in line. I voted for Trump. I've lost family members that have basically disowned me because I support Trump. What I'm tired of is how everyone is making excuses for what Trump has done, because what he said on the campaign trail about bringing our guys home, getting out of these places that we don't need to be, no foreign entanglement like Gerald Celente keeps bringing up, and what Washington said in his farewell speech. But what gets me is that how they're saying, well, if Hillary Clinton was here, we'd do this, this, and this. We don't care what Hillary Clinton would have done. We elected Trump to do what he said he was going to do. I'm 100% supporter of Trump, but this is wrong. We need to go back, like you have said in the past and other people have said in the past. We need to get out of there just like Reagan did when they bombed us in Beirut.
Mm-hmm.
These people,
that's right.
We have no business there. We the only thing we're there is for the resources. The only thing we're there, the major corporations, the Halliburtons, look at how much money the Halliburtons made with Cheney and Bush. Look at all the money they made. And look at, they were exempt from anything. Like whenever they had those guys over there in the showers that were electrocuted, our soldiers, that the Halliburton electricians wired it up, and these guys died, and there was nothing done to those men that caused them to be electrocuted. I'm done with the comparisons. I'm done with the compromise. We put this man in to do a job, and so far he has done good jobs on certain points. Which is like he said when Pence brought up, said that you know, Hussein was responsible for 9/11. Why aren't we talking about how the Saudis were responsible for it? How we're in bed with the Saudis, and how many millions of dollars are we making off of them by selling them?
Now we're in bed with the Saudis, and now we got Pence saying that it was the Iranians that did 9/11.
Yeah.
It's like they can't keep their story straight, can they?
No.
Well, here's the deal. I agree with you, Casey, and I've said many times, look, we have to criticize President Trump when he does the wrong thing.
Yes.
Because he is obviously getting a lot of pressure from the other people. And I've used the analogy many times that you're in a boat, you're in a canoe. And you got people on both sides that are paddling. And if we just sit back and say, he's got it, he's in the back with the rudder, and we don't have to paddle, but the other guys are paddling on the left side of the canoe as hard as they can, and those of us on the right side of the canoe aren't paddling at all, guess what's going to happen? Even if he is steering as much as he can in the back, we have to put pressure on him because he's getting pressure from the other people. So we must criticize him. And it is also important that we not excuse the hypocrisy of our side because it is our candidate or it's our party. We talk about this all the time, about the hypocrisy of the left, and say, how can they do this? Well, we're doing that as well. You know, we had Madeleine Albright. I played that clip going back to, what was it, 1996, I think? You had Leslie Stahl talking to Madeleine Albright about what? Sanctions. Sanctions against who? Iraq. And this is what they said back in 1996. Play video clip number one.
We have heard that 500,000 children have died. I mean, that's more children than died in Hiroshima. And you know, is the price worth it?
I think this is a very hard choice, but we think the price is worth it.
You know, Casey, I've talked about that over and over again. And I said, she didn't even have the decency to try to say, well, I don't think we killed 500,000 kids. She didn't care if she killed 500,000 kids. It was worth it to her. And, you know, that's the thing that made me disgusted with President Trump over this weekend. When the Iraqi people, you know, the parliament says, we want you to leave. He says, you force us out of there and we're going to put sanctions against you like you've never seen before. Well, you understand sanctions kill kids, don't you? I understand that. He ought to understand that. And it's not just stopping the death of children, innocent children with abortion. We need to be stopping, Vice President Pence, the death of children through sanctions as well. That kind of hypocrisy needs to be called out by us. And if we don't, shame on us for that. That's something that really should be criticized. But of course, you're not going to see the people on the left, Christianity Today editor and others. They're not going to call us out on that. But they should. And we should be called out on that if we don't oppose that kind of hypocrisy.
Exactly. But just like it talks about in the Bible, these are the men that traffic in men's souls. They don't care. They're serving the God of this world, and they're going to get their reward for that. And that's all they want. They don't care about children. They don't care about anything else other than furthering their agenda to further the New World Order for the control of this globe.
Oh, I agree. And I think the important thing is that we look at the way this played out, this vote in Iraq. You know, when we go in for regime change, it is simply about putting a puppet in. It has absolutely nothing to do about creating freedom and democracy and Western values and so forth. We reject those. This is nothing other than a pure power play. It is real politics like we've seen with Henry Kissinger and on. Absolutely right. I've got other people I want to get to. Thank you so much, Casey. Let's get to some of the other callers who are holding. Mark in Chicago. Thank you for holding. Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
Actually North Carolina. Okay, but anyway.
Oh, sorry.
What I want to say is, first of all, I'm glad you're back. Second
Thank
of
you.
All, I'm very close to getting to not even bothering with InfoWars anymore, even though it was you guys that red-pilled me years ago, because this, there is no supporting this kind of thing. First of all, this guy, Yamani, was not the bad guy they make him out to be. I've checked him out. I've, you know, I don't go by mainstream media, corporate media. I cut off my cable, as a matter of fact. This guy was, like you said, he was very instrumental in defeating ISIS, especially in Iraq. He helped.
Oh, I pointed that out. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I know you did. I know you. I'm not saying for you. I'm saying the rest of InfoWars. And you're right about Pechenik. I don't trust the guy at all. I think he may be misinformation. Yeah. And as far as, like I said, Soleimani goes, you know, I'm tired of listening to this stuff. He is not a terrorist. Now, he might, I don't think he, I don't believe he killed 600 Americans. I think that's nonsense. But you know what? He probably did fight against us. But remember this, he's a military man. When we lost 600-something thousand soldiers, both sides in the Civil War, and yet at the end, Lincoln went to, you know, when Lee surrendered to Lincoln, he was allowed to keep his sword, his horse, and go home, the rest of his soldiers. And this was at the orders of Lincoln, okay? So, I mean, you know, come on. Just because he was a general on the other side, he was helping us fighting ISIS. And, of course, when I say us, a lot of people say ISIS is us.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think we are. Yeah. As I pointed out, I think that there, and Rand Paul said it earlier, there are diplomatic solutions that can be pursued. As crazy as the Ayatollahs are, they were able to be worked with even when we shot down an airliner. We did it by mistake. And they, you know, we were able to work with them. You can deal with people. Yes, go ahead.
Compared to the Wahhabis and others, these guys in Iran are moderate. Christianity is allowed to not only exist, it flourishes in there. So is Judaism. The Jews there refuse to leave to go to Israel because they like it there. See, I find this out. There's so much you can find out by going on the net when you don't go with the mainstream news. Last night, I decided to torture myself. For the first hour, I listened to murderous Mark Levin, this warmongering, this warmongering dirtbag. And he didn't disappoint me. He said just what I said. Everything lies, lies, and more lies. That's all these people do. This is not, I call it corporate talk. It's not even really talk radio. It's corporate talk.
Sean Hannity. Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's why we have to have, Mark, free speech. And right. You know, we have a variety of, I don't agree with everybody here. They don't agree with me here, but we have free speech. I'm not censored, here from saying what my opinions are. Even if my opinions differ, from other people, that are on air here. So we try to keep it open. We try to keep free speech. That's what they don't want to have. And so I do appreciate your support. And, look, we have to hammer these things out. We have to call it as we see it. And we try to be honest with people in our analysis. I'm not always right about everything. Nobody is always right about everything. But it is a there is an effort to try to take back control of all speech and all press and to turn it back over to a few people who are going to give us the same government narrative time and time again. That's why it really is important for you guys to support us. And I'm sorry that I don't have time to get to Tina and CRP. We'll take calls tomorrow as well. Hopefully we'll get to you. But don't forget today, folks, we really do need your support. It's the final day of our free shipping and up to 75% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Very important. And I tell you what, I have been paying the price for getting off of the regime when I went on vacation. I stopped taking my supplements just long enough to get really sick. It always happens when I do it. Don't let yourself get caught in that situation. Right now, we got great specials and up to 75% off.